106.7 WJFK.
Who are you working for?
Broadcasting live from the Don and Mike Building, 3FM, 106.7 WJFK, Manassas, Washington, D.C.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Want to participate in a Don and Mike Show contest? How about this? You or a member of your household can only win once for 60 days. You must comply with any age limitations and restrictions for each contest. For complete contest rules, send a self-addressed stamped envelope to the Don and Mike Show, 10800 Main Street, Fairfax, Virginia, 22030. Thank you, and God bless.
Everybody loves Don and Mike.
Oh, my. I love my job.
Good.
Thank you. Hi, everybody. How's everybody doing today?
We're good, I think.
Well, I'm sporting that backwards hat look again.
You know, you slipped that on when I wasn't looking, and I just looked up and I saw you with that.
Yo, yo, yo.
That's the hat of choice. I thought you might shake it up a little bit.
You. Maybe tomorrow I'll shake it up and wear another exciting hat.
Very good.
To cover my head wound. So before we start the Valentine's Day extravaganza.
Yeah. Happy BD, everybody.
Listen, don't think. So this.
Happy Valentine's Day.
Viagra Day.
That's right. That's right. I'll play it again.
Happy Valentine's Day.
That's right. Special day.
What I like best.
Great day for chocolates.
Listen for the tape to re-cue.
Happy Valentine's Day.
You hear that?
Yeah, baby.
Quality.
Fidelity.
Happy Valentine's Day.
Listen again.
Yeah, you know, we only get to play it once a year, so.
Happy Valentine's Day.
Yeah, let the day be the day. Now, I do have some Valentine's Day stuff, some fun stuff to start today's show.
Oh, good.
But we're going to start with the behind-the-scenes drama that is the Don and Mike Show.
Yeah.
Where's that soap opera music we like so bad?
Love it.
That would be excellent. I hope that everybody that's listening right now caught yesterday's broadcast, because it'll be a lot more fun. Are we going to use the Socratic method here, where you're going to just pepper me with questions?
Once there's a brief setup.
Very good. All right.
Okay, you heard yesterday's show. Does that mean I'm Socrates?
Yes.
I'm Socrates.
You're Socrates.
All right.
And I believe from my college philosophy, which I think I got a D-minus in, the Socratic method is question and answer.
That is correct.
Thank you. Okay. So, Socrates?
Yes.
Go for it.
Sock it to me?
I am so stressed out.
On yesterday's show, Joe Ardinger did not show up for work. He sent me an email over the weekend saying that if I wasn't going to be here on Monday, yesterday, that he wasn't going to be here either. I interpreted it as a drunk email from Joe. One of his fond emails that he writes when he's drunk.
Mm-hmm.
Sent him a reply, and his wife wrote back to me saying that Joe was taking the week off for personal reasons.
Mm-hmm.
All of this happens within, I don't know, 6 or 7 hours of us going on the air.
Right.
And we find out that Joe, who is certainly, he is the weakest link in the chain, but still, he's a link in the chain.
He is.
He's not going to be here. Okay, fair enough. But then when we dig deeper,
when we pick the scab off,
mm-hmm.
and it begins to bleed profusely,
we find that the reason Joe Ardinger is not here is Mike O'Mara.
Much, I should add, to my surprise.
Mm-hmm. He says to the program director, there's one reason I'm not there. I can't work with O'Mara.
Well, I'm completely blindsided by this. I'm very upset yesterday. You're upset because, you know, for obvious reasons, one of the links in the chain isn't here. And, well, there's much upset on the radio and much slamming of Joe on the radio because we were upset at him.
So now let's move to last night after the show. And this is where I start to get more involved because
first buzz calls.
Mm-hmm.
It says Joe called.
I heard from
something
it.
Like Joe doesn't want you to call him, but Joe is Joe. And I said, well, okay. Then a half hour later, it's Rob who says Hughes is calling about this thing with Joe, and Hughes wants to know what our stand is with Joe. So I'm going through that with him. And then Mike calls, and Mike says, hey, you know, thanks for everything today. Thanks for standing by me today. All of that inconsequential because I got to watch 24.
Right.
I get up this morning, and it starts like at 8 o'clock in the morning. Again, all of this about Joe, the world's oldest phone screener.
Right.
Mr. Chick-fil-A, I like to call him.
Yes. But he's our Chick-fil-A.
Now, this went round and round, and I can't tell you about how inept the management at this company is. But suffice it to say, they were very concerned.
Yes, very concerned.
About what might happen, you know, like if Joe decided to go to Judge Joe Brown.
Another Joe.
Because he would be mad that I didn't want him around because he said he couldn't work with Mike.
Right, right.
Because, listen, the last time I checked, I mean, listen, I'm an ego hog,
mm-hmm.
no doubt about it. But let me check the name of the show again.
The Don and Mike Show.
Oh, that's right. That means you better be able to work with Mike.
Yeah. Kind of comes with the territory. And I, during this whole thing, I am still a little frustrated because I haven't had much contact with Joe off air. And, I'm guessing that it was a Friday show that did this. And, you know, that turns out to be true.
So, we got to work today. I have had my effing fill of this all day. I can't believe this. I'm serious now, cats. Lawyers are calling me about this. Lawyers are saying, well, he can't be reassigned. I'm saying, well, what do you mean? Listen, the guy says he can't work with the guy that's on the show with me. What do you want to do? The guy didn't come to work. The guy doesn't answer the frigging telephone.
I, at that point, put in my resignation. No, I'm there, kidding. You offered kidding. It, but it was
now, fine. This is all going on before I even got to the office. I get to the office.
Now, you were dealing with this morning. I was quail hunting.
So, I get here.
Mm-hmm.
Hughes comes in.
Uh-huh.
And again, you want to know what he's like? Watch 24 and
right.
watch the president. Because he was in his prime.
President Logan comes
he
in.
He was in his prime President Logan mode.
He was.
His prime. What I really think what we should do is absolutely nothing. And what really, I swear to Christ, just lit my fuse today is when he said, you know, I think it would be best just to avoid the topic.
Mm-hmm.
Legally. And I said,
well, that's tough because, you know, it was the whole show yesterday.
I said, you're talking about the phone screen.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. You're not talking about the president of some company. You're talking about a phone screener, a guy that's worked on the show that I know understands the show. And what, we're not allowed to say his name. We're not allowed to. Well, I'm not saying that. I'm just saying, you know, be careful what is said. And then the old light bulb goes off.
Mm-hmm.
What do you do when there's a problem?
Yeah, this is I believe for any management situation, this is the solution.
You get everybody in a room together. And I apologize to all of you guys because I kind of yelled at everybody. Said, this is not what it's about. I mean, not like a rah-rah speech, but like, I was pissed off and having to waste time talking to lawyers about stupid Joe being mad at stupid Mike and leaving stupid Buzz messages and then stupid Joe wanting to call stupid me. And it's like we're playing ring around the rosy and talking about bringing in lawyers. So
yeah.
I finally said to Hughes, here's the deal. All of you, get out of here. Go talk to Joe on the telephone. All of you right now. I was prepared to come on the air at 3 o'clock today.
Yeah, we had a conference call at 2:40.
I said, I don't care how long it takes. You know me. Never met a microphone I didn't like. I would have been fine. I mean, hell, I would have been just in the beginning parts of my great Valentine's Day solo show if
right.
you at home
sure.
not work things out.
Yeah.
So you go upstairs. This is what you do when you have problems with people.
Yeah, I suggested that, somebody, I guess that they use you to contact Jordan. Michael Hughes called Joe.
Right, yeah.
And immediately as we go into the conference room, it's Michael Hughes, Buzz, Rob, Cameron, and me. And I found myself immediately uncomfortable with that situation.
See, my thought was, just to get to the point.
I don't like conference calls. I don't like being part of them.
Right. But in this situation, if Joe's saying one thing to one person,
right,
and Mike is the way that he is, and I know, and I said this to Mike, I'd never seen Mike be, you know, out of his mind crazy with Joe.
No.
I don't get what's going on. The easiest way is if one guy says one thing, one guy says another thing, another guy says another thing, another guy says another thing.
Put them together.
You get them all together, and then the BS washes out.
Yeah, and because he had mentioned my name, because the quote that had gotten back to me was, I can't work with O'Mara. You know, as I said to you in the office, I said, you know, I'll take care of this. Let me talk to him.
Mm-hmm.
If he is willing to talk to me, which fortunately he was.
Yeah. So there was the conference call. And then at this point, everybody left the office. I was down here alone in the studio. Didn't know how long it would take you boys. Do we have a solution? Is the world's oldest, dumbest phone screener still a part of the show, Mike, or not?
You want me to cut right to the chase or give you the whole litany of what happened? I'll cut to the chase for you. After a lengthy discussion, I am sad to inform everyone that Joe will be coming back to work tomorrow. That is a joke. Yes. Which he is coming back tomorrow.
Joe.
He would be coming back today, but he is... Well, he appears to be on a little medication.
Now I'll be so crazy. With you.
As soon as we sat down in the conference room,
Socrates,
I excused everybody else.
Yes.
Because there was really no need. As soon as I was aware of the fact that Joe had no problem talking to me,
right,
there was no need for everybody else there. And that's the only reason people were around in the first place. I said, everybody get out of here. Let me talk to Joe. And Joe and I had a very nice chat.
Okay. Why was Joe mad at you?
The specific thing that got him mad at me from our conversation was the bullhorn when I was using the bullhorn on Friday.
What an idiot that guy
is. Now he's on medication right now. He is set.
I don't care. I'm going to call him up here in a second.
He will take the call. I said that you'd want to call him on the air. That was the catalyst, but from my conversation with Joe, the main reason that all this kind of came to a head, from what I garnered from the conversation, is physical. That he physically had a very big problem that actually made him feel like his head was going to explode. So this, he said everything was fine actually until the very end, when even with the bullhorn at the beginning of the show, he didn't mind it. I guess it was towards the end. And we chatted. I got right to the point. I said, is it true you can't work with me? He said, I can work with you. I said, well, that's good to know, because I have
why
no...
Why did he say that, then?
I think he was reacting to Friday's show, and I think he was frustrated, and...
He had a really bad headache.
He had a... Yes, he said that, too. He had a very, very bad headache.
Uh-huh.
But the fact is that...
T.S.
But he had...
I mean, come on.
Well,
I got a bad headache right now, too, but I'm not screaming I can't work with you, man.
I have one, too. And I have one 3 out of 5 days of the week, so... But... It was a brief conversation because there's no, at least the way I understand it, there's certainly no animosity towards Joe on my part. There really isn't. And from the conversation I had with him, I didn't feel animosity. Now, you know, and at the end of it, it was like, well, you know, I know that we'd like to have you come back to work.
Why didn't he call?
Would you be willing to come back to work?
Why didn't he ever call? He called the show. Why didn't he ever call?
Me. I didn't get into that.
We can ask him that, I guess.
All right, I will. So he's ready for.
But he's coming back tomorrow.
About that, Mike O'Mara is the negotiator.
Well, there was really nothing to negotiate.
No, I know, but I mean, you handle it.
I was happy that it, you know, resolved itself the way it did.
Come on.
Hi, Joe.
Hi, Joe.
Don,
hey, Joe.
Don has the bullhorn.
It's Don with the bullhorn. How you doing?
Oh, no.
Hey, dude, really. Now, you're serious. The reason you got pissed off at Mike and said you couldn't work with him was this?
Well, I mean, I thought it was. Turns out I have high blood pressure.
It was
wow, 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 wow.
Christ, Joe.
But, Joe, you are coming back to work tomorrow.
Yes, I am.
Very good.
I can't wait.
Joe, how come you never bothered to... This is Don again. How come you never bothered just to call me?
I don't have your number.
You friggin' liar.
I don't. Why didn't you email? Why didn't I email? Because I wasn't on the computer all yesterday, hardly.
What?
I spent most of yesterday in bed. I didn't even listen to the show.
Your device says what?
I can't hear you.
Your window says what?
Joe,
I can't hear you.
Joe, this is Mike. I characterized. We had a decent talk about an hour ago.
Joe,
yes, we did.
And Joe, just so you know, we can clear this up because I want
please,
everybody to know this. You can work with me.
Yes, I can.
Very good. And you know,
are you sure?
Don asked you if you're sure.
Yes, I'm sure. Isn't there a bullhorn effect on the harmonizer that would be better?
What's your problem, you pussy?
I can't hear you.
I said, what's your problem, you pussy?
What's my problem? I had a medical problem, I guess. I mean, Jesus. My head all weekend long felt like it was just banging inside my skull. I finally got to the doctor today. Turns out I have high blood pressure. I got some medication that I...
That certainly is rare.
Just took today.
My gosh, high blood pressure.
Are you on medication currently?
Well, yeah, but it's not like any kind of a hardcore drug.
Of course not. You have high blood pressure.
Yeah, it's a blood pressure drug, so all it's doing is making me feel, you know, normal.
Mm-hmm.
Except for I still have a screaming headache.
Do you think that the show is too pressure-packed for you now, Joe? I mean, with your high blood pressure at all?
No, it's like I told Mike, if it was, I'd been out of here a long time before 5 years.
Were you at doctor shopping today to get more pills?
Yeah, right.
Joe, really, come on now. Dude, you totally upset the rhythm of the show yesterday with this whole email, not going to come in, then calling Cameron, and like, we're trying to call you, and you're not taking your calls. You're saying this crap about Mike. You're calling Buzz. You're leaving cryptic messages. Dude. I mean, really, Joe, what's up?
Well, once all this, you know, gets started, it's hard to slow it down. I didn't expect everybody to go berserk over it.
We care.
Somebody's calling my other line.
Well, that certainly must be a more important call.
I doubt it. It's probably a salesperson because nobody calls it. Like,
why don't you go answer it, ass?
I think not.
He's not going to answer it.
Okay.
He'd prefer not to.
Good for you, Joe. Good for you.
So, all Joe, right. you are coming back tomorrow.
Yes.
And you'd be coming back today, but you got the drugs. So
I'd be coming back today, but the show's already started. And yes, it's kind of weird. The first time you take it, the doctor told me it'd make me very sleepy and
kind of. Like anybody that suffers from high blood pressure knows that the first thing the doctor says is, "Well, you're going to want to take some time off your feet. You've got high blood pressure. Settle down, Pachango.
Settle down.
Settle down."
Well, I don't know these things. I've never had anything like this. It's kind of weird.
I know you're a Superman.
I was.
You're the wife of Herschel Walker. You're in fantastic shape.
I'm a mere mortal now.
Okay, you big dummy. You really screwed up the show yesterday. I mean, in the future, contact somebody. It doesn't have to be me.
I don't know if I said that during our conversation. I think I said that you can call me. If you have an issue with me, you can call me anytime. You know that, right?
I don't have your cell phone number either.
Okay, I'll make sure I get
that. Hey, well, listen, Joe, seriously, next time, grow another one, and then you'll have two of them. Call your friend Buzz. He has my phone number. He has Mike's phone number.
Let's not make it another next time. Let's move forward.
We'll try, Joe.
It's
really up to you, Joe.
Everything's going to be just fine.
Okay, well, if there's a problem, you can call Buzz and he can get in touch with me.
Joe, I'm listening to you talk. Are you sure you're on medication?
Yeah.
Really?
Do
you hear it?
No.
I don't.
Well, Joe, I'm happy that we were able to talk and I'm happy you're coming back.
Well, I'm coming back soon.
Even though my reputation once again has been sullied and dragged through the mud.
And thanks for all the calls I had to take from all the ass lawyers today about you.
Oh, God.
Yeah, God.
But it always gives me a...
Yeah, God.
It gives me a nice chance to read people's analysis of me on the Internet, which is always fun. When something like this comes up.
Oh, did some of my messages get posted? I'm sorry, Mike.
Well, you know...
Don't read.
I didn't know you knew my history that well.
Hey, Joe.
Yes?
Joe, you're such a retard. You know that.
I know.
Okay. All right. Now
I'm a retard with high blood pressure.
God, Joe, Jesus Christ. You know, really, that's like the equivalent of, you know.
But that is just so we know that if you're looking for the sentence that will explain the entire saga, and this was a saga, all of this transpired, really, because you had high blood pressure.
And you gave me high blood pressure yesterday. I was screaming. The more we got worked up about this, the more I got into my whole thing about loyalty. I mean,
a good way to put it is, I've been under a lot of stressful situations with you guys. This is the first time that I couldn't see. I mean, it was scary.
Hey, ass.
It was scary.
Ass.
Yes, Bullhorn.
Okay, thank you. Mr. Bullhorn, please.
Mr. Bullhorn.
Seriously, now, Joe, have I not told you, how many times have I told you in real life,
right,
as long as I got a job, you got a job?
Yes.
How many times have I told you that?
You tell me that all the time.
And, Joe, I want to...
And don't ask up anymore!
I want to tell you also, as I told you, Joe, you know, and I really want everybody, because we were talking about this yesterday, you know the Bullhorn deal with me was not personal.
Of course not.
Okay, good. Just wanted to make sure that's out there.
But just,
Happy Valentine's Day, Joe.
Thanks, man.
And kiss your good lady for me.
I will.
And listen,
she was great through all this.
She's a trooper. Oh, high blood pressure. Ooh. We got to send her some kind of Best Truman Award. I mean, really, we do.
Joe, will you be bringing the cuff with you to work now?
The what?
The cuff, the blood pressure cuff.
Oh, the sweat thermometer.
Yeah, I don't know. I guess so. So I go back next week to see if it goes down at all, and then it's on to like diet and exercise and all this garbage. So I'm old.
Lots of salt, right? I always get that mixed up.
Salt
have a
is
lot
the
of
silent
salt.
Killer. Lots of salt. Lots of salt. Joe shares salt on everything.
Go lick the road, Joe.
I think I'm supposed to eat frozen dinners 4 times a day.
High in sodium.
Have you ever seen the sodium in this?
Yes. Yeah. It's off the charts.
Frozen dinners and Lunchables.
Right. Yeah, exactly.
All right. Big dummy.
Wow.
Yeah, big dummy.
How about that?
Well, I apologize to everyone, actually.
Only you knew. You had this entire company on its knees today for a couple of seconds.
Joe.
No,
thank you.
Scooby-Doo.
Thank you for apologizing.
Well, I apologize.
Very good.
Well said.
Thank you. And how about to our listeners?
I apologize to the listeners. Well, not really.
How about apologizing to the Bullhorn? It didn't do nothing to you.
Sorry, Bullhorn.
Mr.
Bullhorn.
Apology not accepted. Mr. Bullhorn to you.
Oh, please, Mr. Bullhorn, I'm sorry.
All right, you damn dummy.
That's it.
You know, these drugs must be pretty good because I'm getting a great visual of that Bullhorn.
Joe?
Yes?
I'm going to do something I probably shouldn't hear.
Uh-huh.
But because you've been such a, you know, candid guy during this little segment, and we had a nice chat. Next time you come into O'Mara's restaurant, 10% off your entree.
Let me ask you, is any part of this fueled by the fact that you didn't get into Mike's restaurant the night it opened up?
Is that where it started?
Nice look around cafe.
Come on.
Yeah, I'm still holding on to that. When was that? 3 years ago?
Three years ago, yeah.
You know.
You know me. I'm always holding on to that stuff.
We've always remembered, forget it, I'm halfway home. We've always remembered that.
Well, see, there's another funny thing to come out of another tense situation.
What an idiot he is. Really? All right, bye, Joe. Glad you're coming back.
See you tomorrow.
Bye-bye. I can't wait. I'll see you guys tomorrow.
Bye-bye. Well, we can stop calling the local Chick-fil-A's.
I had to call the restaurant because I took his picture down. I did.
I had his picture taken off the website.
I seriously took his picture down at the restaurant last night.
Anyway, yep. I didn't know he had one up there.
He did. We all do. We're all up there.
Oh, Michael Hughes.
Michael Hughes. Don and Mike here.
Hi, Don and Mike.
I don't know if... are you listening to the radio up there?
Oh, yeah.
Pretty good, huh?
Do you believe...
Oh, the drama.
Yeah, but come on. That's the idiot that you're afraid is going to take down the empire?
He's on medication.
Human resources. You know, anytime you say human resources, you might as well just say...
Are you getting a Bullhorn?
Oh, please.
A big sharp stick right in your eye.
Human resources can kiss my ass.
Oh, I got a headache.
I'm glad it all worked out.
Michael.
How is your blood pressure, Michael?
Yeah, how is your blood pressure, Michael?
I particularly enjoyed the part in The Office when everybody went around the horn and said, I have high blood pressure. I have high blood pressure. Everybody has high blood pressure.
Yeah, everybody does.
I don't. I really don't.
You don't?
For the first time, I don't. Mine's
very good.
Good for you.
That's right. We ought to get ours taken. Just to you know, we had the hearing test.
Well, bring it on.
The blood pressure.
Bring it on.
My doctor says I got like 8-10 weeks.
Now, Michael, as long as you're on the line here, I'm reading the press release that says you've hired a program director.
We have
Greg Gillespie.
Hey, man.
Your program director at Free Airfare.
Is that his real name?
Please. He comes from WDVE Pittsburgh, WWSW Pittsburgh, and KEZ Cool Omaha. He also worked in Toledo.
Very good.
In Denver.
Toledo.
And here's his
Isn't
quote.
Isn't that where Jamie Farr is from?
Yes, I believe so.
Mm-hmm. Being
Klinger from
here's
MASH.
Here's
right?
his quote. Being part of the CBS radio quest of expanding entertainment boundaries and availability is exciting. Here's the part of the press release that I think we need to work on.
Okay.
I look forward to working with radio legends Don and Mike and today's new stars. This must be altered.
How would you like that to be rewritten?
I
plan on having no personal contact with...
The radio legends part is fine.
Okay, yeah, I like that.
But, you know, no. I'm afraid that we're going to have to enact all of the Tom Cruise rules with this guy.
Oh, you mean the no eye contact rule?
No eye contact.
Right.
You want to speak to it, you got to do it like Joe. As a matter of fact, we'd like the Ardinger rules to apply with this new program director.
Very good.
Any calls should go through Buzz.
Yes, please. Will Buzz be the middle? I think, Buzz, you don't mind doing that, do you?
No, not at all.
All right.
Because I just want to tell you something, and I mean this. I can't work with Greg Gillespie.
And willkommen.
I can't work with him. When's the tool start? I mean, when does the...
He's here.
He's here.
Oh, he's here.
Yeah, you missed yesterday.
But amidst all the drama, we weren't able to slide in an introduction.
Strapping blonde.
Oh, that's a shame.
I don't want an introduction.
I do.
He's a good guy.
Now, listen.
Do you want me to talk to him?
I have more radio knowledge. I have more radio knowledge in my dirty belly button than he has his entire head.
There's a visual.
You tell him. You're goddamn right it is. You tell him to fix the other 20 hours of the day, and then he can knock on our door.
Very good.
Okay? There you go. Thanks for your support, Michael.
Don't
Thank you for your silence. Take your medicine. Bye.
Bye. There you go.
He's got that. You know what? You know, it's really evolving with him where he doesn't even have to say goodbye anymore. I'm liking that.
Yeah.
He hangs up like Tom Gavin. That's a good thing. But I'll have a conference call with the new program director.
Would you?
Yeah.
That'd be great. If you would handle that, that would be outstanding.
Sure. We'll be outside. Yeah, sorry to make you guys go upstairs.
No, that was the good thing.
I'm really, really sorry you guys all had to go upstairs.
It was fine.
Well, no. I kind of facilitated that because... Because he had called Buzz, and he had, you know, Rob was walking around like a dog with his tail cut off.
Right.
Just running around chasing his ass.
And no one wants to see that.
No, nobody wants to see that.
But I sure do like the belly button reference. More radio knowledge in your dirty belly button.
You did too.
It's true. Mikey.
You want a burger?
Mike.
Nice look around cafe.
There you go.
It's on my mind. I was there till about 4 o'clock in the morning. Couldn't sleep.
Drinking a Bover Joe? DOJ?
Just the whole day.
Mm-hmm.
You knew that when I taught you. I was right at the beginning. I was basically on the runway and I'd been cleared for takeoff when I called Don.
Little drunky.
Thank you, buddy.
Good time.
Thank you, buddy. So imagine what time that was. Wasn't that about 8:30?
Yeah, here's what it was. It was earlier than that.
Yeah.
Like before 8 o'clock. Mm-hmm. It was, hey, thanks for standing behind me. I said, come on, always. Are you kidding? You didn't do anything wrong. Thanks, man. Appreciate you. You got my back. I said, you're goddamn right. I got your back.
I said, bat.
You did. You did.
It was quick. I do try to make my personal calls to you quicker now. I truly do.
Bah.
I could linger. I could have lingered, but I was in a crowded restaurant.
Right. Where are all those?
Enjoying my pre-Valentine's meal.
That'd be good. Now, it is Valentine's.
We celebrated on Monday.
Really? That
yes.
is early.
Do you celebrate or observe?
Celebrate.
It is?
Yeah.
Not in my house.
It was a celebration.
Now, you're lucky, right? You're off the hook that Carrie doesn't make you celebrate this?
That's right.
I'd like to say, though, that my relationship has evolved, because when I gave Carla the flowers that I got from John Norman that were free,
uh-huh.
I believe it was a nanosecond before she said, where did you get these?
Uh-huh.
Uh-oh.
So she, you know, she knows the drill.
Her?
Huh?
What'd you tell her?
I didn't lie.
Good.
So we got them for free. Somebody dropped them off at the station.
Did you tell her what client?
I forgot what client was it.
I'm not going to say. I'll just say it's a grocery store.
Yeah, it was a grocery store. And, you know, everybody knows grocery store flowers are the best.
Yeah, because
those
of the
are
turnover.
The best. Those are fresh.
Very fresh.
Those are the nice.
But, I mean, I really considered it a point of evolution in the relationship.
Mm-hmm.
Who gave you these? Do you get these for free? That was the response. You know, I'm beyond this stage where flowers are just flowers. So it's a good thing.
You know, I think I said it yesterday, but I'll say it again. I miss Frida so much every day.
I know you do.
But I'm glad I'm out of this part of it.
You never liked this holiday.
No, this is one that was always built up. And she would always play the game where she said, it doesn't really matter, you know. But what she expected was Fabio mm-hmm. and 1,000 candles and, you know, like me to rub her feet or some crap like that.
She wanted you to come in like wearing a big undone pirate shirt?
No, I mean, listen, let's remember this is Frida. Sex was never a part of it. It was always the romantic side that she always envisioned because she bought into the crap with the commercials on TV, like, it could be our special moment, it's our special night together, and
right.
I said, oh, come on, it's a made-up holiday. You know, you want romantic? Let's go to the beach. Let's bang until the headboard knocks against the wall next door and the neighbors have to ask what's going on.
Bang, bang, bang.
That's exciting.
Bang, baby.
That's exciting.
That's romance.
But no, I don't have to do that this year. Didn't have to buy flowers. Didn't have to buy cards. Didn't have to buy a gift. Didn't have to get up and you know, and that was the other thing. Oh, Valentine's morning. God, coming down to the presentation.
Right. Mm.
You know what I mean? God, do I remember.
So you did that. So you had to do an elaborate thing. Now that I remember, yeah.
25 years of beautiful marriage to Frida and 25 years from the first. I mean, if you want to talk about the jelly bean thing, even when, you know, there was like, it was full of jelly beans or whatever the rule is, even the first year.
The rule is you remove your first year of marriage, you remove a jelly bean every time you do it, and then after the first year, you put them back every time you do it, and you'll never fill up the jar.
Reverse.
All I remember is that, you know, no matter where we were.
What, you put a jelly bean in every time you do it?
Take them out, and it'll never get empty.
No, I think it's the other way.
But I kept eating the jelly beans.
All I know is the first year, 10th year, 20th year,
mm-hmm.
it was always the same. She'd be up early, downstairs, acting like it was a regular day, and if I didn't come down, you know, like freaking Fred Astaire, like, bum ba bum bum bum, where's the most beautiful girl in the world? Oh, yes, it's Valentine's Day. Oh, yes, it's Valentine's Day. I would normally come down with my bad morning breath, upset that my coffee wasn't ready, and, you know, have a card
right.
that I would just thrust at her, you know, you know, and then I would always get the question, where did you buy it?
Even the card.
Yeah. What does it matter?
Well, that's because didn't we all get busted for bringing free stuff home once in a while?
No, here was free. I don't know if I ever told you Frida's issue with the card. This was just last year. I can't believe I didn't bring this up. It was a Hallmark. She said, where did you get this?
Yeah.
And I said, it's Hallmark. What's it matter? She said, where did you get it? At Safeway.
Oh, not the car wash?
She didn't.
Yeah, I've done
and
that.
And really, if you're thinking about the scale of bad places to buy cards, would the car wash be it?
Would that be like the lowest rung?
There is a car wash that Buzz and I go to that has a pretty freaking decent selection.
Yeah, a lot of them do.
The cards are great. They're good cards. If you get busted giving one, well, that's another problem.
Yeah, well, it's not like you're giving a Pine Tree air freshener.
Right.
Although you could.
Or some leather spray.
Plate frame.
Some leather scent.
Yeah, hold on a second. Before we... God damn. Boy, the show is really getting away from us. We've not even started it yet. Before we get to our Valentine's Day tribute, let me get my old man glasses on. Is that laser eye surgery?
Nothing looks better with that hat than those glasses.
Thank you, Mike. Thank you. I can't work with you anymore. It's from today's Washington Post. They have this in papers all over the country. The love notes.
Uh-huh.
Where idiots buy space,
mm-hmm.
buy these little tiny things.
Right.
Okay. I'm reading this today because I'm pathetic. But I'm not as pathetic as the people that write some of these things. For instance, Bear, sitting here thinking of you, not being able to touch your beautiful brown skin, not being able to hold your beautiful brown hands. I suffer with the thoughts of not being able to hold you so close to my heart, so close to my touch. Only the thickness of a wall will keep us apart. We will keep this love alive.
Only the thickness of a wall? What's he in, a prison?
Love, nada.
Nada?
Nada.
Nada, niente. And was that to Bear?
Yep.
Like B-E-A-R-R, Bear?
Correct.
We have a bear that works here.
We do.
Hold on. Where's, okay. Bunny Hutchkins.
Baby.
Roses are red. So is your head. Penelope is in the bed. So let it be said. I love you.
That sounds like somebody was high when they wrote that.
Okay. Here we go. Roses are red, violets are blue. I love you all the time that I am with you.
Yeah.
I'm really...
That's the worst.
Hold on, it gets worse. It doesn't matter if we're home or we're out. You're precious to me, without a doubt. In London House, a cabin, or maybe a cruise. Just you and me, I can't refuse. Out with the kids or on a recliner, nothing could possibly be any finer.
Oh.
My only regret is it's never enough. Our busy lives' schedules make getting together so tough. But roses are red and violets are blue. I'll do anything to be with you.
Oh, roses are red, violets are blue. Your feet smell bad. My fingers do, too.
Happy Valentine's Day.
Happy VD, honey.
Now, here's another one that I liked. These are all real ones from the newspaper today. Mm-hmm. And this one has one of the cheap little fonts that you can get up on top, like a logo. It's got like a little flower. To my wife, Jackie, sending you all my love from Hawaii on our first Valentine's Day.
Wow.
I love you. Your husband, BD.
That's why I didn't take her to Hawaii. That's Big Daddy.
And then here we go. To Shireen.
Shireen!
Even though we are no longer together.
Oh, no.
I still want you to know,
stalker,
you have me as a friend and someone you can count on. And more. That's real. Happy Valentine's Day.
You know, if you don't sign it, how the hell are they going to know?
Shireen knows.
Here we go.
Shireen.
Shireen.
Okay. To my little chunky butt.
Wow.
I know,
Rob,
right,
that's sweet.
Thank you.
Thank you.
I know right now that things aren't all that great, but I want to let you know that you have and always will be a huge part of my life.
Mm-hmm.
You, and every time it's the word you, they use the giant, triangular you.
Right.
You, chunky butt. You mean more to me than a chocolate glazed donut with sprinkles.
It is from Rob.
Happy Valentine's Day. I love you, fatness. Always and forever, your most favorite jelly roll and very bestest friend.
You didn't tell me you were going to put it in the paper.
Well, it was from me to me.
Oh, fatness.
And, oh, here's the last one.
Here's That's a pretty good nickname for somebody.
Here's the last one that I saw. I mean, I could read these all day to you. Some of them are so just ridiculous. Maurice Moore Jr., I can't wait for the next chapter in the book of you. Thank you for showing me love. Hold on, here's what's great. Thank you for showing me how love is supposed. S-U-P-P-O-S-E. Thank you for showing me how love is supposed to feel.
Wow. So sweet.
Okay, now what is this?
Buzz is bringing stuff
Buzz
in.
Been at Arts and Crafts.
Okay, Buzz, I'm doing something here out of the newspaper.
What did he bring you?
You know, he's bringing...
What did he bring you?
He's bringing cards that David Letterman would hold up and say, these are wacky, rejected Valentine's cards.
Yeah, pretty good.
Any of them good?
Yeah,
I think so. I like that one.
Well, here's one that has a razor blade, and it says, you do it if you really love me.
I do like that. See, better.
All right.
One. You do it if you really love me.
One more from the newspaper.
Right? God.
This one, okay, Lesbo. Be aware. First off, it starts Rosie.
Yeah.
Hi, Rosie.
Rosie. Happy Valentine's Day. We love you with all of our heart and soul. We're very proud of you. We're blessed to have such a wonderful daughter. Love with XXOOO. Mama and Mommy.
Wow. Right. Mama and Mommy. Very nice.
Homo. You know what I'm saying?
Uh-huh. Wow.
In the newspaper.
This is a nice little revenue-generating thing for the newspaper. They don't put those in for free, do they?
No, you got to pay. No.
Got to pay for them.
If you want, like, the retarded teddy bear or right. The stupid hearts, and they've got the Cupid thing.
I think it's sweet. Where's mine from Joe?
They charge double if it's a gay one, too.
Mm-hmm.
Like the Mommy and
Yeah,
Mama?
Exactly. That's how they make their money. How they get you.
They charge double for gay.
Oh, and before we, we've not even started the show yet.
Officially, no.
We've not started. I've got a special treat as well.
Mm.
You know what? Let's do this.
Are we going to start?
No. We're going to play commercials.
Okay.
Wow. This is a first.
Unprecedented.
The show today really will not start for another 9 minutes once we go to commercials.
Wow.
Okay? Because really, once we get to the Valentine Open,
mm-hmm.
and then once we get into the show, I mean, we're going to be screwed because it's going to be like 20 after 4.
Yeah. So you want to break now. That's not
right.
going to happen if you take this call.
Hello, Don and Mike show. We can pull this call in under 2 minutes, I bet. Hello, Don and Mike.
How you guys doing?
I knew it.
Good.
What's up?
Well, first of all, Don, I want to say glad you're back and your ribs will heal. But I do have a question for Mike.
Yes, sir.
Mike, I, like you, have been down the aisle a couple of times.
Yes, sir.
And
Happy Valentine's Day.
Thank you very much. I appreciate that. Over and over.
Please get to
but,
your question.
Also,
what?
My question is, like yourself, on the filling up the beans and taking out the beans, do you get to take the jar from relationship to relationship? Or
Mike, I hope you don't mind. I just wanted the fun.
And the answer is obvious. No, you start with a new jar.
For
God's sake.
She gets the jar.
Like one jar with all the chicks?
Yeah, that's ludicrous.
I love Don and Mike show.
That destroys the entire equation.
Hello?
I was just calling because I kind of know how Joe feels right now. Yesterday I found out that I have low water pressure, and it's pretty serious.
All right, get it. I'm
going to need a plumber.
Man, that just makes showering such a hassle.
And one more thing before we officially start the show right after these commercials. Shout out to former Don and Mike intern, yeah. Bob Seska, B.O. Bob.
B.O. Bob in the paper?
He's amazing.
He is. Now, I'm reading USA Today. Mm-hmm. Let me just say, in the story that mentions David Letterman, David Letterman,
right.
Jay Leno,
right.
Jimmy Kimmel, and Jon Stewart.
Mm-hmm.
It also has B.O. Bob.
Yep. Cool.
It's a story about Chaney and all the jokes that they're doing. So it has Letterman does his bit, Leno does his, Jon Stewart, what Jimmy Kimmel says. Okay, I'll read it to you in context. Getting down to the bottom. One of the Chaney jokes in ABC's Jimmy Kimmel show, quote, you know what they say if Dick Cheney comes out of his hole and shoots an old man in the face, six more weeks of winter.
Mm-hmm. They're jive, but I like them.
I like
them all.
Now, right after that, it says, Bob Seska, a blogger at www.huffingtonpost.com,
mm-hmm.
Arianna Huffington's website.
Well, he works for that website, right?
Said Cheney was fodder all day long. And then here's the quote from B.O. Bob. Nothing could be funnier than the lead of a story in which the vice president has shot a man in the face. That is unbelievable. His blog elicited message board postings about huntings, specifically Republican warriors. Think Elmer Fudd. And lots of cracks about how it's a good thing that Cheney got deferments from serving his time in the Vietnam War, giving his marksmanship skills. And also it says that B.O. Bob has on the Huffington site the Dick Cheney quail hunting game.
Right.
So there's a guy who, like Joe,
right.
Took his opportunity on the show and made it into something.
Mm-hmm.
Congratulations to B.O. Bob, former Buzz Burbank news intern.
That's right. Will the jokes continue now that the buckshot has gotten into the guy's bloodstream?
I don't know.
I think it makes it even better.
Makes it funnier if the guy kicks.
Sure does.
And what is seriously, if he does expire, the guy's 78 years old.
Murderer!
Manslaughter. Yeah.
Murder at 1600.
That is accidental manslaughter.
Whoops.
Wesley Snipes, Dennis Miller. If you really want to feel bad for Dennis Miller, watch the movie Murder at 1600.
Right.
It's got Wesley Snipes playing a D.C. cop, and Dennis Miller is his crazy partner.
Right.
His crazy, kooky partner.
The Dennis Miller cinemography, is that what it's called?
Yeah,
is that,
you know, filmography.
Filmography, right. It's okay. Not exactly elaborate.
Also from Buzz, here we go. They say there's someone for everyone, but my guess is they weren't talking about you.
Isn't that nice?
It is.
Oh, not as good as the razor.
Now, here's a nice one. This is a picture of Santa Claus with a cigarette in his hand. It says, Lucky Strike. It says, Valentine's Day. Ha! That's a holiday for pussies. Ha, 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 ha! Oh, now he's
bringing them in now. More.
The Lucky Strike end.
Our love is like this rose. It will dry up and wilt in a week.
Oh, God.
Aren't these good?
Up tempo.
Yeah.
Okay.
Here's the best one.
Up tempo cards. I dare you to give one of these to your wife.
Okay.
Valentine. Nothing says be mine like our suicide pact.
Don't you think?
Wow. All right, Buzz. All right. Very nice desk piece. We all thank you.
That's great. Thank you, Alan.
Mike, if you could just laugh like Paul Schaefer.
Ah! Ah!
Hey, where's the tape of that guy from Letterman? Hold on. We got a... Yeah, we're down. Jesus Christ, you're right, Mike. We took that call and we did go over.
I knew it.
Cut one.
I knew it.
Yeah. It'll be fine.
Let me see how long it is.
Ah!
Might like be too long 40, to play. That's too long to play.
Oh, come on.
Mike, we should really break.
Well, the world was stunned this weekend by the news Vice President Cheney shot and killed a fellow hunter. With Cheney pleading guilty to manslaughter, our vice president is going away for a long time.
This is the guy from the Letterman Show.
It's Alan
announcer.
Calder.
Yeah, Alan Calder.
Right. Which brings us to you, Mrs. Cheney. How many nights have you laid there longing for passion, but knowing your husband's fat and crusted heart couldn't stand the excitement? Mrs. Cheney? Lynn. I must confess, I've been doing a little illegal spying of my own. You? In the tub? Alan likes. Big time. Mrs. Cheney, I will enter your underground bunker. And the two of us will do the sort of freaky stuff that would make Fatso's heart explode. Your husband may fancy himself an oil man, but it is you, my dear, who will witness my gushing. Oh, and by the way, feel free to bring your lesbian daughter along, too.
Oh, man.
Taking
us all thick.
Wow.
That is great.
Strong. That is great. You will never hear anything like that on Leno.
Pretty strong. And last night on Letterman as well, they had Beth Henderson coming out in his hunting suit.
Oh.
He would keep shooting up at the ceiling, and bodies just kept falling out.
That's great.
Over and over.
I haven't watched that. I got to watch that. I got that TiVo.
Pretty good one. Okay, well... We'll start the show.
Yeah, I believe so.
When we come right back.
Very good.
Can you work with him still, Buzz?
I think I can.
Think you can?
Yeah, I think I can.
How about you?
I can work with anybody except my wife.
What, Mike?
What? I just don't think I can. I've rethought it.
Uh-huh. Well, you work with who?
Hardinger.
Oh, you
can't do it.
You can't.
Joe.
You can't work with Joe.
Hardinger.
I can't do it.
All right, well, Mike, then, I'm sorry.
Mm-hmm.
Goodbye forever. We'll be back. We'll be back.
Don and Mike the Brain.
This is the Don and Mike Show. This is the Don and Mike Show.
Happy Valentine's Day.
Okay, now officially the show's not...
Happy Valentine's Day.
Okay, I got you. Officially, the show is not started yet.
No, it hasn't.
Right.
Give me a moment.
Very good.
You know me, I like going to the intro night. You mentioned that you had thought that your reputation had been somewhat slandered.
Yes.
Well, I don't know about that.
Mm-hmm.
I do like checking out what the BM Eaters have to say.
Yes, what do they have to say?
So here we go. I met that site, Radio Gods Forum.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to go to, let me see, what is this? The thread is the end of Joe, ?
Mm.
So we'll pick it up today at 3:06.
Fair enough.
Okay. Page number 9.
Wow. So nine pages of this stuff?
So they've already gone through nine pages. I'm just going to the end.
Wow.
Let me see. Call Me Chief says, Joe's a pussy, plain and simple. JMW says, there's a news flash. Good call on this one, Joe. I can't work with O'Mara. Are you effing on crack, dude, or too much Viking beer? Great career move. What a loser you are, Joe.
Wow, harsh.
Chalky Colon writes, perhaps this will open up the door for employment for Dennis Murphy. After a failed attempt at owning a convenience store.
Oh, really? He's already failed?
Didn't know that.
C-P-O-N-T-A-N-I says, Harry Callis, in parentheses, he's out of here. Jump the gun. Then Elert Pilarm writes, with what Mike just said, perhaps he was down but not out, and perhaps their official website, Photo Gone, was premature. Papa Smurf Bell writes, no, don't let him come back. Then, here we go.
They are cruel.
Hold on, here we go. Elard Pilarm at 316 writes, damn it, it's just an effing radio stunt.
Oh, shut up.
Listen, you douchebags have no idea. Chalky Colin writes, damn, damn, damn. Vector 170 Run writes, he's back. Patty O writes, high blood pressure. What the hell is his problem? I don't believe this is a stunt. I just think Joe's an idiot. Chalky Colon writes, I can't believe this. These guys are so full of crap. I hope that Don's herpes flares up.
Wow.
Major Bill writes, I just got to turn it on. Damn, what is the deal with Joe and a doctor? Was he really ill? When I turned it on, Mike was mentioning he had talked to Joe earlier. What did I miss? Then this guy, Elart Pilarm, writes again, radio stunt comment was just a little joke.
Ah.
And I love that effing mega horn. JMW writes, agreed. No one except Joe is this dumb. Chalky Colon writes, I believe it was high blood pressure problem in his pants. Vector writes, wait. First there was an email from Tracy Baby that there were family issues, then a call to Cameron saying he cannot work with Mike anymore. Don and Mike rail him bad yesterday, loved that, and now all is forgiven because he's on high blood pressure meds? Does this make sense? Let's go to the next page.
I love it. People do get into this show.
They do.
Jesus Christ. You people.
Everybody's got a conspiracy theory.
Okay, Major Bill writes, wow, I thought the hole was dug.
Yeah.
The tombstone was already being chiseled.
Mm-hmm.
Well, that's cool, I guess. Papa Smurf Bell writes, Megahorn, brilliant. Patty O writes, it makes no sense. You need to understand Joe's a really dumb guy. And in his mind, this makes sense. Main Fan writes, the real radio stunt was pulling down Joe's picture off the website. They knew people would be checking that as a sign to see if they were serious yesterday.
Oh, yeah, that's the stunt.
It wouldn't surprise me if someone associated with the show was checking on this site, gauging the listener's reaction. That being said, I hope they don't pussyfoot around the situation and continue to tease him like they always have.
Yeah.
Vector writes, true. Taking down the picture was a good fake-out move.
Oh, come on, people!
SLO Robot writes, it smelled largely like a gag. Although it was clear there was some controversy. You had to know they'd have him back. And what's this BS about high blood pressure? Nonsense. Elert Pilarm writes, now someone is really having fun reconning this thread. Are we a bunch of lovable, gillable mooks or what? Lovable, gullible mooks.
Lovable, gullible mooks. Lovable, gullible mooks.
B.A.'s career writes, they don't have the balls to can his ass. Even though that's all they talked about yesterday. Hey, listen, BM Eaters. As we mentioned yesterday, I wish I had the power to hire and fire.
I wish.
You don't. Eposity writes, hi, Mike.
Hi, Mike.
That's the latest that that the BM Eaters are enjoying on.
So let me get this straight.
The
main thrust of that is that this was some sort of big radio stunt.
And as you know, Mike, it paid off in spades because the national coverage that we have gotten has been incredible.
Under
the headlines.
Artinger, the most Googled name.
Yes. Oh, yeah.
Yeah, pretty amazing.
Stunt.
The stunt. The great gags
that
we do.
Mm-hmm. Okay. for anybody
because, you
out
know,
there.
I, you know, that is not a stunt. What happened with Joe is not a stunt. I should say, Bethann McBride leaving, that is a stunt.
That's right.
Yeah, and we're going till about mid-May with it.
Still in the green room.
Right. She didn't really quit. That's a pretend radio station she's on.
You stupid people.
It was all created for our stunt.
All right.
Our Department of Conspiracies.
We all got together over the weekend and thought, you know, it'd be a good way to come back.
Mm-hmm.
Let's make this elaborate ruse with Joe, and I'll pretend to lose it, and God, to the people on the internet or whoever, I wish I could fire. I swear to God, because yesterday I was mad enough I would have fired him yesterday.
You know?
I really would have.
Mm-hmm.
You know, but
I wouldn't.
You're a liar.
You would have stood right there with me.
Yeah, I would have.
You would have pulled the trigger.
I was mad yesterday, too. I wasn't mad this morning, though.
Good.
I didn't wake up angry.
That's a good sign.
It's always a good sign when you don't wake up angry.
Waking up angry is horrible.
But hold on. Let me just check. Do we have our Insta ratings from the kids at the schools?
See if it works.
Have our Insta ratings gone up because of this incredible stunt?
Over the past 3 days, 180%.
Incredible. Once again, the teenagers are speaking out.
Mm-hmm.
That's right. Vote for the Battle of the Bands, our latest, greatest radio stunt.
Do you know seriously why I wasn't angry this morning?
Why?
When I got on the internet today, a picture of the Boston Red Sox semi-tractor trailer pulling out of Fenway Park to go to spring training.
Ah.
And it made everything wonderful.
You know what the caption was?
Yaz is a fag.
Right there on the vine.
You don't disappoint.
Yaz is a fag.
You do not disappoint.
Listen, we've not even really started the show.
Yeah.
Although, look at how multi...
faceted, dimensional, tasking.
We've talked. We've taken phone
vitamins.
Calls. We've read postings on websites, yet we have not addressed this, the most made up of all holidays.
Happy Valentine's Day!
I've heard people say that.
And I know that in past years,
too much of anything.
You had a lot of fun
for you, man.
Playing some Barry White because, you know, it was...
Yeah. Pork. The late, great Barry White.
We love.
Peppered throughout.
Pork.
Pork.
Made
love.
I think we got something to make it feel just as good.
Pork.
Great big pork.
Okay, here we go.
It's a pork. Pork.
It's just not enough.
Get you ready?
Great big pork. Please join me on Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. May it be an array of international stars and celebrities from all over, from the world. Hi, this is Barry White. Please join me on Friday, Saturday, and Sunday.
For a lovely weekend.
It is Saturday and Sunday, May 8th.
A beautiful weekend.
For the first thing to a weekend in Texas on Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, May 8th, 9th, and 10th in Waco, Texas. I'm trying to stop, don't he? Hi, this is Barry White, and Paul Quinn College cordially invite you to a weekend in Texas on Friday, Saturday, one more time.
It's the Maestro of Love.
A weekend in Waco, Texas.
Mr. Valentine.
Saturday and Sunday. Hi, this is Barry White, and Paul Quinn College cordially invites you to a weekend in Texas on Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, May 8th, 9th, and 10th. Hi, this is Barry White, and Paul Quinn College cordially invites you to a weekend in Waco, Texas. Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, May 8th, 9th, and 10th. This gala weekend will include the welcoming of celebrities, reception on Friday, the first, second, and third round of tennis tournament. First, second, and third round.
It's the worst copy.
Hi, this is Barry White.
Hi,
and Paul Quinn College cordially invites you to a weekend in Texas on Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, May 8th, 9th, and 10th.
The Maestro of Love.
One more time. Hi, this is Barry White.
Hi, Barry.
And Paul Quinn College cordially invites you to a weekend in Waco, Texas.
Yeah.
Welcoming celebrities, a reception on Friday. Let's take it after the 8th, 9th, and 10th. Okay?
All right.
Happy Valentine's Day.
Hi, this is Barry White.
Hi, Barry.
And Paul Quinn College cordially invites you to a beautiful weekend in Waco, Texas on Friday, this ass these words up, man. I mean, he's got words that he don't even need.
Mm-hmm. You're right.
Hi, this is Barry White, and Paul Quinn College cordially invites you to a beautiful weekend in Waco, Texas. Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, May 8th, 9th, and 10th. This gala weekend will include the welcoming celebrity reception on Friday, the first, second, and third rounds of the tennis tournament, the Barry White concert with the Love Unlimited Orchestra, of course, and the post-concert reception on Saturday. And a championship semi-finals. This, man, I'm going to cut this off. All right, this. I'm going to take it up to concert Love Unlimited Orchestra. Take it off. Stop it. So get your tickets now. Hi, this is Barry White, and Paul Quinn College in cordially invites your ass.
This is what killed
him. Cordially invites
your ass.
Hi, this is Barry White, and Paul Quinn College cordially invites you to a beautiful weekend on Friday, Saturday, and Hi, this is Barry White, and Paul Quinn College in
yeah. I love it. Barry White. The maestro of love.
Oh, yeah. A beautiful weekend in Waco.
In Waco, Texas. So now we're all in the Valentine's Day mood. Everybody with a laughing place. That's for you, Mike.
Thank you, Doc.
The following takes place between 3 p.m. and 7 p.m.
Or between 2 and 6, 1 and 5, noon to 4, or check your local listings.
The Don and Mike Show.
Hello!
Hello!
I play this for Joe. And I play this for Mike.
Yeah, oh yeah, what condition my condition was in.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
I woke up this morning.
That's right. Who knew that Kenny Rogers had a psychedelic side?
I did.
Oh, I know you did. You did LSD with him, didn't you?
Yes.
Back in the day?
I gave it.
Hello.
Oh, hi there. It was Buzz and Kenny Rogers and...
Glenn Campbell.
Dolly Parton. And who's the lady that had the TV show with Dolly Parton?
Minnie Pearl?
No.
Hello!
I'm getting the... Who's that?
Barbara Mandrell?
One of those girls. One of those...
Barbara Mandrell and the Mandrell sisters.
Yeah! Yeah! Oh, yeah! What condition my condition was here.
Not to be confused with Louise Mandrell and their little sister, Earlene.
You can call Don and Mike anytime.
Hi.
From anywhere in America. 877-365-3636. They're ready to believe you.
Didn't Dolly Parton do a show with...
She did a show with Porter Wagner.
That's what I was trying to think of.
Well, you said girl.
Yeah.
He's a man, isn't he?
Yeah.
Porter Wagner. Oh, yeah.
He's a man that has a sequined jacket, according to Dolly.
Right. And he's guilty
of being hot.
Rob.
Yes.
I got your brand new intro.
Cool.
No, I'm kidding. It's the one that your family asked that we play.
You really frightened those nice Jews, young man.
How's your country singer franchise rotisserie chicken restaurant?
Right, okay, you win.
For Kenny. Good afternoon, Mr. and Mrs. Valentine. And all the ships at sea. And now, that's my bit with Don Geronimo and Mike O'Mara.
Yeah. All right, thank you, Rob. And hi, everybody. This is it. A big steaming pile of radio. Don and Mike Show, and it's a new episode, everybody, on this Tuesday.
Tuesday!
0214-06.
Hi, Don and Mike. Buzz Burbank here.
No, he's not retarded.
Hi there, guys. Here you go. You can call us from anywhere in America. Our toll free number, 877-365-3636. Or you call 800-636-1067. You're listening in Washington, D.C. on WJFK. You can call too. 02-432-1067. Oh, and we're on the internet. Go to DonandMikeWebsite.com. I bet Joe's picture still has not been put back up. Oh, should we take his T-shirt off, too?
Oh, he's a non-person.
When you go to the internet, go to DonandMikeWebsite.com, click on Listen Live, and you're going to get a refreshing internet stream.
Oh, look at that. Look at that.
Well, Mike, actually...
Is that raspberry?
No. Look closer. This is grease from a Kenny Rogers roasted chicken.
Oh, it kind of had a purplish color to it.
I don't want
to
skim that.
That's why those places have gone out of business.
Jesus. Underdone.
Ew!
So again, when you go to the internet stream...
Uh-huh. Oh, that is just horrible.
I just want to, if you want to do some basting... It's great.
Uh-huh.
But don't drink it straight up.
Oh, man. We're going to need another bottle of Dawn for dishes.
It's almost gravy-like, at least consistency-wise.
Thick, yeah.
Oh, God. Look at that.
Happy Valentine's Day.
Salty.
Yeah, smells good.
Hello there. Don and Mike show. Hello?
Yes, is it Don?
Yes, Don and Mike. Hello.
I know it. Good. Hey, I want to know if you guys got a bottle of, did Michael Hughes get a bottle of warm wine from the new guy?
Did Michael,
I'm sorry, I have to request that we do it.
Yeah.
I know it's the first call of the real show.
It sets an example for the others.
May I?
Gun?
28-gauge shotgun.
No, careful. Kidding.
Bring me my quail gun.
Gun,
please be
phone
careful.
Or taser?
I'd like my quail gun.
Oh, okay.
Got it, Mike.
Oh, what the hell is that?
That had a taser in it.
What was that doing in there?
That was the Don and Mike gun.
Okay. Let me take the first shot at Rob.
All right. Very good.
If you wouldn't mind.
Go ahead.
Please take the first. You got the gun.
Sure. All right. You want me to take a shot at Rob, or do you want me to give the gun to you after I shoot the caller?
Hey, are you still there on the phone? Hello?
I'm here.
Yeah, hold on just a second. Put the phone a little closer to your neck.
Mike, first just take care of Rob.
Okay, Rob.
You peppered me.
Sorry about that.
Ow, the blood.
And now you call her. Bye-bye.
There you go.
Very good. I peppered him.
Peppered me.
I peppered him.
Peppered vodka.
Peppered vodka.
Yeah.
Yes, I peppered him. Oh, dear. I hate it when you do that to the lifeless body.
It's fun. I like playing with your dead listeners, Mike.
Yes, I know.
I like putting him in crazy Lindy England poses.
With a cigarette.
Hello. Todd and Mike show.
Hey, Don and Mike. First thing, thanks for the MP3 player. I gave it to my wife for Valentine's Day today and told her I bought it for her. So,
oh, good.
That was a great gift for
very
her.
Nice.
Good.
I have the body.
Lying is a good thing for a relationship.
It's important. It's vital.
I have the body count for 24 last night.
Oh, how many?
Well, the confirmed kills were 3. The
Can you name them?
Yeah, the guard and the 2 terrorists.
Okay.
The one that Jack whacked in the control room, and the one that blew his brains out himself. But
Mike, excuse me.
Yeah, is that the rule?
I'm sorry.
Yeah, I know.
You had to have watched 24 at least on TiVo by today.
I'm sorry, I didn't.
You had to have watched. But you know whose fault it is? You didn't see it last night.
Whose fault?
Joe.
Yeah, in a way it is.
Well, we have an estimated for the mall too.
Now hold on a second, because that was at least 11, right?
Well, you got it exactly, because the Dick Cheney guy said 10 to 20, but you remember when Jack went in there, you said we have 12 down,
right?
And he took the one kid out.
Oh, yeah, and you know, they always make it so Jack saves the one little girl.
Right.
Yeah.
So
he's so good.
11, exactly. So.
Okay, thank you, my friend.
Okay.
Did you think the little girl was guilty?
You know me, Rob.
Take
a look at her.
I know, you wore out your TiVo.
H.O.T.
I would have detained her at TSA.
That's right.
Let me just say that.
I just couldn't believe the president was actually a woman.
Sorry.
That was a joke, Mike.
Was it a Mike?
What?
The president wasn't really a woman.
Oh. Really? Come on.
Well, no, I really love the show. And I
know you.
I don't watch a lot of TV.
Yes, you do. You watch TV all the time. You watch TV all the time.
No, but I don't. It's really my favorite show, and I really treasure it, and I treasure not knowing.
Well, then you'd be there when it was on.
I'd say on a scale of 1 to 10, I'd give last night's about a 7.5.
Oh, goody. Okay, yeah. Good.
Pretty good. I mean, nothing over the top.
Right.
But
I'm excited.
Good, solid.
Mike is excited.
Good, solid, hot Jack Bauer action.
Good. I mean, it's just the best. It really is the best. And, I mean, everybody that I've talked to says that the show is better this year than any previous year.
I love that they're utilizing the boxes more and more.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
I like that. The ADD part of me loves four, maybe five things all going on at once.
And, you know, that's not an original technique. Could you name the show that that was really made famous by?
The Hollywood Squares.
Nope.
No, I have no idea, really.
Wild Wild West.
See, I was not a fan of Wild Wild West.
Oh, you didn't like that with I Dare You to Knock It Off, Bob Conrad?
No, but...
Bob Conrad.
Love the movie,
I
though.
Do salute you.
Yes?
For not doing your stupid Will Smith, Wiki Wiki Wild Wild West.
Well, that's because you're not playing the song.
But thank you so much because we brought up Wild Wild West.
Yes, I know.
And you didn't do that dumb wiki 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 wild 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 wild.
And I'm not going to do that now. I forgot the song that you play that I do that. The other song.
Was I Wish.
Oh, that's
Stevie
right.
Wonder.
That's right.
In the Wild Wild West.
I every time I hear that, it's such a nice song by Stevie Wonder, but I just can't help myself.
Right? Don and Mike Show. Hello. Hello.
Homo Joe, Don and Mike.
Hey, Homo Joe.
Oh.
Happy Valentine's Day, Homo Joe.
Happy Valentine's Day to you guys too. How's it going?
Are you going to have unprotected sex tonight?
Unfortunately, the guy I would like to have it with is in Lima, Peru. So unfortunately, I guess I'm not.
What's he doing down in Peru?
He went down on vacation with his mom.
That's a good gay thing to do.
Do you miss his Lima beans?
Yeah, he misses his Lima beans.
You know, Joe, Homo Joe is the best homosexual because it's like right out of the box. He went on vacation with his mom.
Mom, I've got great news. We're going to Peru.
That's great. How long have you been dating Craig Wilson?
Oh, it's been maybe four weeks, I guess.
It's been really light.
So I got dumped at New Year's, so, I mean, you've got to do what you got to do.
Wow, sure.
So this is, for you, this is long-term. You've been 4 weeks.
I don't know. I don't know if it will be or not, but the other one was 8 years, but he gave me a Dear Joe letter on New Year's Eve saying he's going to get married to a woman. I was like, okay, cool.
That doesn't happen all that often.
He went to the other. You drove one to the. You know what you are?
I drove one to the other side.
You are the gay Charlie Stossel.
Yeah, exactly.
Well, that's interesting. You know, it's almost like the circle of life because you come from the other side.
Yes, I did.
I mean, you were a heterosexual man.
Those who don't know, we used to have a guy on the show who reviewed movies named Charlie Stossel. And one of the reasons that he continued to review movies was not because he knew anything about movies. First, we loved kidding him about touching kids.
Right.
Second, prisoners loved sending him mail.
For some reason. And really, his movie reviews evolved into just us reading prison mail.
Yeah. And, most importantly, his wife left him. To become a lesbian.
Right.
That's gold, Jerry. That's gold. And look at Joe.
At a certain point, he informed everybody that he could no longer work with Geronimo or O'Mara.
Yeah. That hurt, did it?
And boy, we are feeling that pain every day because our loss has been Murphy and Cash's gain. I can't tell you how many radio dials have turned to Big 100.
Do you remember what his last straw was?
What was that?
You doing him for Jeopardy.
Oh, that's right.
You didn't care for that.
Hello there.
Yeah, it was kind of like a variation on the old Maurice character.
But don't you remember that there was so much was based in truth that he would come in after a weekend and tell us like about how he was a big brother.
Yes.
Okay, which was, you know, which is a nice, admirable trait. God love him, but he would hate it when we'd say, you know, did you have to bathe the boy?
Yeah. And you know, the bottom line is we were in his office one time, and he did collect little toys, little figurines.
Yes, from the movie company. Right.
And he wore the old camp counselor shorts.
Khaki shorts.
With the metal little thing to like, hold your badge or something.
Hold on, what about when he would wear his bike shorts in?
Yeah.
Or what about his faggot soccer outfit?
Right. You know, or how about when we compared him to Clint Howard?
Couldn't
have liked that. He didn't like that at all. Boy, that was fun.
Oh, God. And then, I know we've told this before, but it bears repeating. So he decides he can take no more of the pressure. Like Joe, he can't take the ripping.
There was a woman involved, I believe, in that. There was a woman that kind of motivated him.
So he leaves, and really no matter what you hear, generally speaking, with the exception of, I'm going to have to change Joe's name now. With the exception of Broyhill.
Right.
I don't think anybody's left the show that I really had really hateful feelings towards, personally. Like, you know, boy, get this guy the hell out of here. And Charlie Stossel included.
Right.
Like, he had had enough. So he went for a job at the Oldie Station.
Mm-hmm.
And they called for a reference. And we gave them a sparkling reference.
Yep.
But Rob took the call, and Rob called me and said, Oldies 100 is called for reference on Charlie Stossel. I said, seriously, tell him the guy is just fantastic. That's like the perfect station for him.
And there was one follow-up call with one serious question, and he said, we just want to make sure he never burned children or anything.
Interesting.
I said, never once.
We never,
never once.
Not to the best of our knowledge.
And it's still a happy relationship over there, right?
That's good.
I think so.
If I hadn't read it.
I wouldn't have believed it.
Yeah.
Hey, Joe, do you have a fabulous evening planned?
I'm going to home and cook a wonderful meal and just kind of sit by the fireplace and chill out. You know.
What's the main course?
The main course is going to be that stuffed chicken with sour cream and chives and mashed potatoes.
Well, that's right. You're quite the cook. You're quite the cook.
It'll be gonad soup.
Are
you going to stuff your own chicken?
I definitely will. I'll be pounding that chicken with my mallet.
Are you sure? Are you sure that that's sour cream?
Well, I hope so.
Joe, when does Mr. Peru come back home?
He comes back in 4 days.
Johnny,
wow. He's not gonna be like one of those drug mules, is he?
I hope not.
Where he smuggles things in his colon.
I hope not. That'd be scary.
He is
a good singer, though.
If that's the case, because he's gay and he'd be all stretched out. Could you have him bring me a PSP?
I'd definitely do that for him.
Have you seen those things there? Yes. The Sony little PlayStation
portable.
Thing.
Sure.
Yeah, but
I'll have him cut a CD next time we're together. So
what type of music does he sing? What's his style?
He's basically a new wave type thing and pop.
That's not going to work. You got to tell him to do show tunes.
Yeah.
To fit the stereotype.
Your boyfriend, Rod Peru.
There you go.
Rod Peru. From your Minnesota twins.
Rod Peru.
All right, Joe. Happy homo. Thanksgiving.
Rod Peru.
Valentine's Day.
Rod Peru, also a Jew.
Thank you so much, and hopefully next time you do the match game, I'd like to come in and be part of it.
Oh, good. Make a note of that.
Absolutely.
We'd love to have you play.
Okay.
All right, Joe.
Love you guys. Have a great night.
Love you, too. Please be safe, Joe.
Take care, Joe.
Will do. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Noted homosexual and vegetable farmer, Homo Joe.
Well, there he is.
Yeah.
He's know what that Campbell's soup.
That man is? He is an ass expert.
He is.
Yeah.
And he is a former member of the heterosexual community.
When it comes to down there,
mm-hmm.
any questions you have,
mm-hmm.
he has the answer.
Absolutely. His GPS is always on that area.
What's the G for?
Groovy.
Gay
positioning satellite.
Gay penis satellite.
Always on.
No off switch.
Got to do this right now. So we'll come back with more on the on switch.
Thank you. This is the Don and Mike Show. This is the Don and Mike Show.
Happy Valentine's Day!
By 1977, the sex symbol was overweight, his body failing him. Increasingly isolated and paranoid, Elvis retreated behind the walls of Graceland. He began pushing away even those who were closest to him, and the few who remained in his inner circle say they were powerless to help him.
We even got down one night and filled his pills with sugar to make sure that we got that he wouldn't get them.
His body was just no longer going with him. I mean, he had problems. He had a twisted colon. He had a liver disease.
And according to his former pals, Elvis wasn't even bathing regularly, relying on pills that people often take for medical reasons to reduce body odor.
And he would take those. He thought those were perfect, you know. Well, to take a bath, he could take two of those, you know, and sponge off real quick.
The Don and Mike Show.
Lovely. You can call Don and Mike anytime from anywhere in America. 877-365-3636. They're ready to believe you.
And don't forget it,
on the other side of the fleshy fun bridge, you will find the Don and Mike Show.
And you know, Valentine's Day is not complete without the man that means love, not Barry White.
Mm-hmm.
What's the favorite bit of all time that the teens keep calling for on this show?
Clamoring for?
What? All the teens, all of your young, pimple, popping, having oral and not telling their parents.
Mm-hmm. Not considering it to be an intimate act.
Text messaging, crystal mething. Mm-hmm.
Constantly saying, when are they going to do it again?
Mosh pitting, bungee jumping, auto asphyxiation, loving teens.
Auto erotic asphyxiation.
Thank you.
Asphyxiation.
The kids have called. They love E to E.
That's right. That's right,
they'd
man.
Like, they'd like nothing more than a Valentine's Day edition.
Lay me down.
Of Elvis to Elvis. I just wait for the helicopter.
Coming.
I can see it.
Over there.
There it is.
I see it off in the distance.
When you're weary.
Hey, well, first I would like to say...
Slide over, man. We need more ballast.
I would like to say thank you to all the young children that have voted for this bit.
We are so pleased.
Battle of the Bands.
Well, the youngsters have actually taken to this segment on the show.
Maybe some of you young ladies could send me your cotton panties.
How great thou art!
What a friend we have in Jesus.
Man, it's a hot time in Florida.
And that we could have some... fabulous narcotic cough syrup in champagne flutes.
Touchdown, Jack. We're on the ground.
Touchdown, we're... Team Elvis.
We're on the ground and running.
Elvis is still the king when it comes to love songs. Can't help falling in love. The number one love song of all time.
I wish they would have told me how popular that song was going to be. I wish my own love life was more successful. But unfortunately, it wasn't.
And now on this Valentine's Day, what's left of my heart has been eaten by maggots.
Dust to dust.
Ashes to ashes.
Beetles in my eye. And I'm not talking about those rock and roll types.
Although I have seen George. He's fine.
Oh, good.
Goddamn Beatles. I went to John. I said, John. Everything was fine until you married the chink.
Just remember, Jack took a Fab Four to knock me off the crown.
So, hey, Jack, what's up with the Chinese chick?
Where's my Demerol at? Where's my Demerol drip?
Let's make the call.
Let's do it, Jack.
She ready?
Yeah, she's expecting you.
So the lady knows all about love songs. Hopefully she'll be able to tell us that we are still the top, the Tower of Pisa.
Number one, baby.
Yes, sorry.
EAP.
This is Elvis. We'll talk about love songs.
Gulf Corporate Communications.
Yes, hello, is this Lindsay, please?
It is.
Lindsay, hello, this is Lindsay. Elvis Presley.
Oh, and this wow.
Is, and this is Elvis Presley. How are you, honey?
Yes, sir. You, my dear, have the dear. You've got the wonderful privilege of talking to not one but two Elvis Presleys today.
Two?
We are the originals.
How did I get so lucky?
Well, I do not know, lovely.
Are you carrying a rabbit's foot in your pocket, Jack?
No, but I'm going to have to call everybody and tell them that I got to speak to Elvis and he's really not dead. So where are you hiding out?
I do not know, lovely Lindsay. Just know this. My twin brother and I are very happy.
We are
once again have the number one love song, Valentine's Day.
To answer your question, Lindsay, we are in constant motion.
Maybe Flying from city to city.
That is correct. We
fly. I would have thought, you know, I actually came back from Kauai a while back, and I thought Blue Hawaii might be there. But
may I tell you something?
But no.
Your voice, and I have been dead for how long, Rob?
29 years?
I've been dead for 29 years.
Almost a 30-year anniversary.
God damn it, you made blood come out of my ears. You have one loud voice.
It's very, very loud, but I may tell you, Lindsay, we do hop around in our helicopter from town to town, place to place. No one can pin us down.
Now let's talk about your list made by Philips Electronics.
Uh-huh.
Well, who's number one, honey?
Well, the greatest love song of all time on Valentine's Day.
We are.
You are number one.
How great thou art.
Surveyed in the Philips survey said that Falling in Love is the number one song. Hmm.
I can't help falling in love by me.
Why?
And you.
And my brother.
Yeah.
Hi there.
As number one.
Both of you.
Hey, let me ask you a question, honey.
Uh-huh.
What's your favorite Elvis tune?
What I...
My favorite Elvis tune would probably have to be Jailhouse Rock.
Jailhouse Rock. One of my most popular, man. And I like the choreography I did in that, too, you know.
I thought that was good.
I never knew what he said.
Different with the wardrobe choice, but
did you see me towards the end when I was purple and bloated? I hope you don't remember me that way.
That's the way we don't want anybody to remember us.
I want you to think of us.
No, you know, whenever I think of you, I always think of, I think it was called Viva Las Vegas, that movie you did with Ann Margaret.
Oh, yeah, man.
We were good in that, weren't we?
That was fantastic.
Yeah, you were
good
very
in that, brother.
Good in that.
But I like to think that if you're going to remember the king of rock and roll, what you want to do is remember me in my TV special comeback in my leather suit, my leather jacket, and my leather pants. That's the way I want to be remembered.
I can't tell you how disgusted I get when I look at pictures of myself from the late 70s.
Oh, plus tax.
Jack, when I was up there, I had saran wrap around my belly.
So frustrating, man.
At the end,
I can imagine that would be frustrating.
At the very end, I resembled a sweaty purple Hindenburg.
Horrible.
What are
horrible
you doing
time
for Valentine's Day?
What do you think I'm doing, honey? I'm having a dirt sandwich. And do you know that when I was laying there on the table, I was so purple, they thought that I was a Negro. That is a true story. They thought that I was a man of color.
That is right out of the book. Read the book, ma'am.
I love Valentine's Day. You know what I love best? Candy.
Candy
is
beautiful.
Hundreds and hundreds.
Not peanut butter and banana sandwiches.
Oh, candy.
You're an aficionado. You're an aficionado of the greatest, perhaps, dear, the greatest sandwich that's ever been invented. You know, I used to like to have crisp, almost burnt bacon on top of my piano when I'd play my gospel songs.
We did. You know, we were addicted to Dristan.
I did not know that.
We were addicted to Dristan.
And we were addicted to brown and serve rolls.
Brown and serve rolls.
Have you ever had one?
A lot of money you made. You could have done a little bit better than brown and serve rolls.
Maybe you eat a brown and serve roll, you'll never go back.
And let's talk about this list, because we are number one.
You are number one.
All worthwhile. What are some of the other songs that have made the most popular love song Valentine list?
Oh, goodness. Well,
do you have any
a
of
lot
them?
Of them, but yours was number one.
I will have to comment.
Stand Up, Falling in Love, like I said, was number one in the Phillips survey.
What is number two?
Number two.
I know what number two is.
Number two is always one of our favorite numbers. That led to our demise, number two.
Lindsay, could I interest you in an Elvis Presley fun fact, dear?
Yeah, I actually would love to hear an Elvis Presley.
My home is never without orange drink.
What?
We never are out of orange drink.
You're never out of orange
drink.
We
send people to get it all the time, even if it's the middle of the night.
At the time of our death, how much did our colon weigh?
I don't know the answer to that.
I believe the answer is 40 pounds.
50 pounds, Jack.
And I believe this...
Wait, you just called him Jack.
...is Brian Adams.
His name was Elvis.
Why is this faggot singing?
Oh, because that was a that was a very popular song, too, by Brian Adams.
It can't hold a candle to me.
No, it couldn't. It was a distant second.
Oh, I see. In a tie for second, It is everything I do for you.
Wise men say.
By the overtly homosexual Brian Adams.
Well, but I have to clarify something.
And also tied at number two, this man. Convicted child molester Rod Stewart.
That's right. If you've noticed, we talk bad about the competition, Lindsay.
That's true.
Oh, but you do think that about Brian Adams.
But I didn't say that either. But I do think I need to clarify something. In the survey that Phillips did with Match.com, to find out what their favorite love song was.
Yes. Known Canadian.
Had songs on there first, so that's why you only got one song on the list.
Known Canadian Brian Adams.
That's important to mention.
I'm from Tupelo, Mississippi, as American as apple pie.
So am I.
From the South.
Yes.
And I'm sure if we would let people fill in their own answer.
Lindsay, honey, did I ever tell you about the time I dug a hole in my foot so I could get some drugs?
God damn it, honey, I would die for some peach cobbler right now with a nice
cobbler.
Cup of ice cream on top.
Yeah.
Well, you know, Shania Twain was actually another Southern artist that made the list. She another, was fourth.
I can't think about Shania. I'm thinking about cobbler.
She's another Canadian whore.
But she's a Southerner now. She lives in Tennessee.
She's originally from Canada. You
That's
must
right,
understand.
She is in a little town.
Lindsay, I have a question. Here's a trick question for you.
Uh-oh.
What's the best way to eat cobbler?
With a spoon.
No, with your hands.
With your hands, Jack.
All food tastes better when you eat it off your fingers. It's the way cave dwellers used to.
God damn it, honey. You were talking to Elvis and Elvis.
I have to disagree with you on that.
You know what I want for Valentine's Day?
What do you?
I want a heart-shaped box of hot dog rolls.
But what happened to Brown and Serve rolls?
Brown and Serve, those are good too, but you can eat the hot dog rolls right out of the bag.
Where's my Phenamint laxative gum?
Where's my pet turkey bow tie?
You killed him, E.
Did
oh, that's
ever,
right.
well, when you were alive.
Neil?
Did you ever give music as a gift for Valentine's Day?
Give music?
I give
music. Like, did you write a song?
Music's my life, honey.
I tell you what I gave. I gave lots of pleasure, Jack.
Yes.
I gave pleasure to those girls. I would hide behind the two-way mirror, watch them change their clothes.
Another fun fact about Elvis Aaron Presley. Hey, can you name Elvis's pet monkey?
I didn't know Elvis had a pet monkey.
We had a monkey.
We did.
He if froze. You give me a second, I can Google it.
He froze on a chain link fence.
That's right. We didn't take good care of him.
Go ahead. Let's see if you can Google that.
Google, Google.
You know, they didn't have Google when we were alive.
Google.
No, they didn't. But, man, it makes things easier now.
Have you ever bought an Elvis decanter where you can unscrew the head and drink out of my neck?
No, I haven't.
What a friend we have in Jesus.
Well, there's a picture with Elvis with Bubbles the monkey.
Bubbles.
Oh. Yeah, that's a lie.
That's not my monkey.
There's no way, man. No, not a chance.
I enjoy my Nana pudding fresh every night. Oh. How about you, honey?
Let's see.
You like Nana pudding, Lindsay?
No, pudding? Not a big fan.
You know, I got a new name for ice cream. You want to hear my baby talk name for it?
Did you have a song called Too Much Monkey Business?
Itty Dream.
Oh,
how about a nice glass of chocolate butch?
Honey, our monkey is named Scatter.
Scatter.
And we are number one. Remember that. Elvis and Elvis number one.
Just always.
Tell me something, Lindsay.
There's only one king.
Only one king.
Well,
she's got the right attitude.
I guess there are two.
You seem to be now. I'm the king of rock and roll. Mm-hmm. I have the power to say many things. I'm going to put my harem. I'm going to put my harem scarum turban on right now.
Oh, this is when he becomes a swami, Lindsay. Pay close attention
and
now.
I'm going to say, Lindsay, it sounds to me like you are an executive. Am I correct?
That is correct.
With the Phillips Corporation, are you some type of manager or vice president?
I'm manager in corporate communications, and we are the department of electronics that commissioned the survey that found out you were number one.
On this Valentine's Day, I want to tell you, I bet that you are just a bitch on wheels when it gets to bed. When it gets to the bedroom.
Wow.
I bet when you take off that sensible business suit.
Do you think she's a victim?
I don't wear a suit.
You don't wear a... Whoa!
Oh, baby.
Elvis are applauding you right now.
Business casual environment.
Something tells me.
She said business casual, Jack.
I almost
right
into that one.
You said you... You know what, Lindsay? You're good people.
Well, I'm just one person. Unlike y'all, there's only one of me.
You're a good lady. You're a good lady, dear.
Now, do you have a special man in your life, Lindsay?
I actually have several.
Several.
Hey. There you go.
Have you
met my friend Buzz?
No, I've not met your friend Buzz.
Say hi to Lindsay.
Did
she's a good lady.
Did your friend Buzz take our survey?
Hi, Lindsay.
Hello, Buzz.
How are you?
I'm fine, thanks.
Happy Valentine's
Day. Now, Buzz, if you want to play the game, you got to be
E3.
Yeah, you got to jump in, Buzz.
You know that's not going to work, so I'll bow out now.
So, Lindsay, you have many boyfriends. Let me ask you.
A few.
Do you use a sponge?
To wash the car, yeah.
You know what I mean.
Boy, you are feeling randy, Elvis.
Are you on the pill?
Well, Elvis, you know, there are two of you. Especially on Valentine's Day.
Scylla lied to me. She told me, she said, I'm taking the pill.
Yes, but look at beautiful Lisa Marie. Look what we got out of that relationship.
And then she married that faggot Michael Jackson.
Hey, but that's okay, man.
I was so upset by that.
That was a strange relationship.
Man, you said you broke the cardinal rule, E.
What's that?
You were talking bad about our daughter. Why are you talking bad about our daughter?
It's a strange relationship. You could interpret strange to be a good or a bad compliment.
All right, then I would just say our daughter married a very peculiar son-in-law.
Well, you know, it's funny that she married Michael Jackson, another person in the music industry. You know, we did this, when Phillips did a survey with Match.com, we found out that 91% of people think knowing your special someone's musical taste.
Pushy.
Our daughter also, didn't she go out with Nicolas Cage? He's a weirdo, too.
He didn't have a musical taste.
No. I find that since we have died, I don't know if women have gotten more rights or what, Jack, but man, God damn it, honey, can you talk?
What a friend we have in Jesus.
You have a really nice voice there.
Thank you very much, ma'am. That's why I have number one hits. And remember, when I sing, my brother sings, too.
Yes, brother.
My twin brothers.
Men,
but when you sing together, it's kind of hard to hear.
What a friend we have in Jesus.
Now, Lindsay, what would you like Elvis?
They're gonna set my heart on fire.
What would you like Elvis and Elvis to bring you for the Valentine's Day?
Yes, how about a Cadillac?
Hawaii.
How about we throw you some keys to a Cadillac?
Cadillac.
That'd be nice.
Wonderful, man. It's done.
How would you like a nice, big, two-headed love toy?
I'd go for the Cadillac.
I think she shot us down, Jack. That's the way that goes.
We're fresh out of caddies.
Man, it's tough.
We do have a bag full of two-headed love toys.
Drunk with Elvis Presley written on the side. Made out of glass.
It's actually our head.
Hey, man.
It actually looks like a standard sexual device, except it has the head of Elvis on it.
Unless it's Elvis in a gold lamé suit, I'm going to go with Cadillac.
Ah, gold lamé. I love wearing that suit, man.
Well, the website for this woman's company is Phillips.com.
Yes, take the survey, Jack.
Thank you.
Lindsay, our helicopter's
here. Well, thank you,
here.
Elvis and Elvis.
It's been a pleasure talking with you.
And you as well. I hope you have a wonderful Valentine's Day and enjoy being number one on the Phillips survey with Can't Help Falling in
Love.
Thank
you, honey.
You're a good lady, Lindsay.
Thank you, honey.
Thank you.
May I ask you something? Would you change my diaper?
No.
Oh, damn. It's used to enjoy when all the female help
everyone
would do that.
Everyone's
got
her limits.
How about you, brother?
Good for you. I'll change it for you, Jack. Right on the helicopter.
Hold on a second, honey.
Slip out of that jumpsuit. It's time to change your dapper.
Hold on just one moment, Lindsay.
Bye-bye. Bye,
bye guys.
Hold on, please.
Hold on, hey.
Lindsay, thank you so much. How do you think it went? How do you think it went? Yeah, they're fun. They had a good time. We appreciate it. Yeah, you did great. We appreciate it.
Elvis the Dirty Elvis.
Hey. Wow.
Change. That'd be the first time, Jack, you ever asked a woman to change your diaper.
You are funny guys.
It is Valentine's Day, and I'm feeling
randy.
Any woman out there would like to change my diaper, I will throw this in. You may have the chance as well to baby powder my behind, my hiney.
Powder the bridge. Powder the fun bridge.
My hiney. It's hiney time.
Elvis says it's hiney time.
Come on now.
Anytime.
It's time to be diapered. Until next time.
Put your legs up in the air and sing. It's anytime.
I will be over shortly. All I desire is a box of baby wipes.
When you're moist and legs are chafing, it's anytime.
Hi, Lindsay.
When you're weary.
I'm here for my cleaning.
Diaper changing time all.
Happy Valentine's Day. I love you so.
Your diaper's full.
I have chosen you to change my adult diaper.
And powder you.
And what is that thing that you put on baby's bottom?
Yes, it in.
Thank you, Mike. When they're becoming chafed.
Yes, rub it in. Desidim.
Red and angry. Change me.
And change that diaper.
Yeah.
I got a load of love for you, my darling. We're all out of powdery. Baby powder.
Then go ahead and get some.
I will.
Get some baking soda.
I will, brother.
You are my brother.
I will gladly change your diaper.
And I you.
And then I will replace it with another diaper, which is simply a wrapped up clean sheet. Hey.
Oh, Valentine's Day.
Kids are loving this, man.
Eerie.
Kids are loving this. Fire. We are outside of the helicopter still. It is without us. Here we are, alone in a field.
It happens.
My brother with a full diaper.
Oh, my.
Hey. Did I call you gentlemen a cab?
I believe I've had a nocturnal emission.
I will change that as well. What are brothers for? Give me another bed sheet. Wrap him up. Like a babe in swaddling clothes.
Very good.
And then, of course, it's dinner. Dinner time.
I'm purple everywhere.
Yes, except down there.
You know, I'm purple down there.
Oh, yes, you are. Hey.
You see what I'm saying?
Well, I'll powder you and destiny you. No problem, me. Hey. How sick is this?
Hey. How great is this?
How great thou are!
This is the Don and Mike Show. This is the Don and Mike Show. It's the Big Triple Stewardess Show.
bedroom stewardesses plus blazing stewardesses and naughty stewardesses. All three together for the first time in one super show. They're flying high from one city to another and one man to another. They're the girls who've got the class and that sexy wink in their eyes that says hello in a special way. The girls who invite you out for a drink, and they've got a wilder imagination than you do. Just relax and let these girls make all the plans. You'll just love it. You've never seen so many pretty girls all at one time before.
Pretty girls.
And each one is eager to please you. Don't miss Bedroom Stewardesses plus Blazing Stewardesses and Naughty Stewardesses. Three together for the first time. In color, rated R for adults. No one under 17 admitted without parent. From Independent International.
Happy Valentine's Day, the Don and Mike Show.
You can call Don and Mike anytime from anywhere in America. 877-365-3636. They're ready to believe you.
Ladies and gentlemen, here's Don and Mike.
Right, right.
What you see is what you get with Female for Hire. It's like a marrow transplant for your funny bone. The Don and Mike Show.
See? Took the vocals out, huh?
Tricky.
Tonight, mark my words. First name Will, last name Power.
Do it again.
This is going to be a hard one for me tonight because...
Yeah, I believe the drama really kicks in tonight.
Here's the options. My best friend TV.
Oh, you got a good one tonight.
A Charlie Brown Valentine.
Well, there you are. Why need look any further?
Price is Right, $1 Million Spectacular.
You're That's there. A genuine dilemma for me.
That's solid.
Olympic Games or American Idol.
You've got TiVo.
I will not watch American Idol tonight.
Good
I make you that promise. First name Will, last name Power.
What about Gigi?
Gigi?
Gilmore Girls?
Oh, yeah.
Anyway, no AI tonight for me.
All right.
So y'all have fun. Watch it. Discuss it among yourselves.
And, not on the air, though.
And, not on the air.
Not on camera now.
not David, this is Peter Jennings. We are on camera. And also, Buzz,
yeah.
If you could just pass along a message. God, this is so convoluted. I mean, not seriously. I mean, you look like you're going to write something down.
Well, sure.
No.
He brings out that big quill pen.
I'll just listen.
That big Thomas Jefferson feather pen.
You know Nurse Bonnie?
Yes.
Okay. So, as you know, I'm a mess.
Physically and mentally?
In all regards of my life, I am a mess.
Right.
So I see...
It's what makes you charming.
I see a variety of doctors.
Mm-hmm.
And one of the doctors that I see, my regular doctor, is the doctor that Buzz's wife works for.
Right.
So here's a shock. I was running low on the yellow pills.
Mm-hmm.
So I called over to Marcia, and I said, hey, I need some of the yellow pills. Mm-hmm. And she said, okay, I'll talk to the doctor. And you're
commonly referred to as yellow jackets.
I'm like, whatever. I just know they're my yellow pills.
Black beauties, yellow jackets.
Well, you call them the street names you want
yes.
to.
Yes, of course.
I just know that they're yellow, and some of them are black.
How many physicians are you going to currently to get the pills that you require?
Oh, in upwards of 15.
Very good.
I'm Dr. Shopping Constant.
You didn't mean to interrupt.
So anyway, here's the point on this. I call, and Buzz says to me, incidentally, from the doctor's office,
yes.
Nurse Marcia says Bonnie, one of the nurses,
Nurse Bonnie,
is concerned about how you're doing after your minor car accident.
Wants to know how you are, why you haven't called.
Now, is that what...
That was the message, yeah.
Now...
Is there something special about Nurse Bonnie?
Bonnie?
I have maintained since I've been going to see this doctor, which is almost 10 years now. Yeah. Yeah, there is.
She's a POA?
Yes, she's very... Now, I want to be careful how I say this.
Okay.
She's very, I would say, Diane Keaton-ish.
Okay.
Something about her.
Yeah,
and
the quality. Yeah.
And here's the good part. Like, she's already seen me with my shirt off. Because
you're past that.
When I've had,
well,
like,
now we know why she's interested.
When I've had moles removed and stuff.
The skin tags and things like that?
Yeah.
That's all it takes, though.
So anyway, Buzz says, you know, Bonnie said... You know, how are you doing? So,
have you had a complete physical in this doctor's office?
Yeah.
So she's seen you with your shirt off. Has she seen you with anything else off?
Mike, only the doctor gets me. Gets to, you know, change my diaper.
Oh, okay.
You know what I'm saying.
Uh-huh. I just was wondering
she's
if,
not in
if
there
she happened to be in there when,
no.
You know. Just outside.
So anyway, here's where I'm going. So Buzz says, Bonnie, you know, Nurse Bonnie, you want to know how you're doing. Uh-huh. So I hang up the phone and...
And then I sat and really worked it.
So, like... 20 minutes later, phone rings, and I notice that it's the doctor's office. And I pick it up. I go, hello? Hello, Mike? I go, yeah. She goes, hey, it's Nurse Bonnie.
Yeah. Calling you?
Well, as it turns out, there was on the medication, there was a question about whatever it said on the bottle, about the spelling of something or whatever it was. So she said, okay, that didn't seem quite right. And I thought, opportunity wasted. Really, opportunity wasted.
Not your last chance.
Because I don't know. I don't know. What am I going to do? Like, ask this nurse out on a date? I'm not going to ask her out on a date. I mean, that's not my style.
But it's what you want to do.
No, not really.
While you're talking about it. Roll with it, see what happens. It's not over yet.
If you dated her, would you want her dressed up in the classic nurse's outfit?
No, see, the thing is, she works in a very casual doctor's office. Well, it has to be casual. Marsha works there.
No white stockings?
So it's like, they wear, like, sweats and stuff.
She's not like the nurse in Fatso, is she?
Oh, you may not.
You may not have pizza.
No.
You may not have nougat.
I'm just talking. I'm just talking to fill time. It's just...
So she's Diane Keaton, Mike.
Yeah, that's all
that I
will say.
And that's a look that intrigues you.
Yes, she's a handsome woman. I've enjoyed having her take my temperature for the last 10 years, and then out of the blue, Buzz says, you know, hey, but see, here's the thing.
And what is, just so we throw that joke in every time, what is the difference between an oral and a rectal thermometer?
The taste.
So you could be her Keanu Reeves.
Yeah, I'm not that much younger than her. I mean, I think...
Oh, is she an older woman?
I think she's about my age, about your age.
Okay.
You know, I'll say, in case she's listening, younger. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
All right.
But,
nice play.
Hey, F you.
I'm kidding.
Get out of here. I'm trying to live my life, okay?
You've been there. How is, I don't want to, you're going to be seeing this woman. I was going to be, you know, I won't ask my...
I'm not going to be seeing her
when
until...
When you start dating her, I'm going to, you know, I was going to ask about her. Is she got a nice body?
From what I've been able to see, she has all the right parts, yeah.
Okay, all right.
Yeah, but I'm not dating her.
She doesn't wear, like, traditional nurse outfits?
No.
Not much, right? Why have they given up on those? I mean, a lot of nurses don't wear those anymore. I'd really love to see the tight nurses out.
The white stockings.
White stockings with those, like, corrective shoes they used to wear.
All I know is it was a weird high school moment that
sure.
I had.
Cool,
that,
though.
That Buzz called and said, hey, uh-huh. Bonnie wanted to know if you were okay.
And she doesn't wear a uniform.
No, she wears
because
nothing.
I was going to think
she wears nothing.
A lab coat with nothing on underneath.
She's nude. Totally
does she wear,
nude.
Does she wear glasses?
Yep.
Nice. Does she wear her hair up or down?
Seen it both ways.
Oh.
Seen it both ways.
10 years. Sure.
Buzz, what do you know about this vixen?
Exactly what Don has said. I think she has a Diane Keaton-like quality. There's a quality about her that makes her attractive.
She's single?
Yeah. And she's expressed an interest in saying hi to Don and having a phone conversation with him.
Well, can you get more information for Don?
Don,
you should be well-armed with maybe Marsha doing a little recon. I mean,
No, I can't. I'm not ready yet. I'm just mentioning all this just to get
it out.
When
you're ready, though, this would be information you could file. She might look like a perfectly respectable person. And then when you dig a little deeper, you find out that she might be in the office, you know.
Pump animal.
Hey.
That would be terrible, wouldn't it? Don't you want to do a little recon?
Well, not really.
I think I can assure you that's not the case.
That was just a joke.
I know,
no offense to Bonnie. I'm kidding, of course. I'm a kidder.
Ah, sweet Bonita. My sweet Bonita.
Bonita. Uh-huh. Right.
Sweet Bonita.
What is it?
If she's in her car right now, she probably is just pounding the dashboard.
I don't know.
Going, shut up, ass. You know, all I ask is how you're feeling. And you got to turn it into a goddamn wet dream.
But you're making it very clear that it's not how she's feeling as much as how you feel. You are expressing what is normal interest.
Right.
Well, that's all. I know she's got to know
that.
Let
me just say, it's, for me, here's the fascination.
She might just be a nice person who's asking how you're doing, and there's really nothing beyond that. But that doesn't mean you couldn't pursue. Like a jaguar.
She's my sweet...
Jaguar. Or how do they pronounce those British?
Jaguar.
Jaguar.
My sweet non-Franklin Bonnie.
Yeah, oh, she...
Right.
There you go.
Nothing Franklin there.
Anyway. You know, I'm trying to think of the famous Bonnies. There's Bedelia Hunt.
She's the one that lies over the ocean.
Right.
Lies over my ocean.
Bonnie, you mentioned Bonnie Franklin.
Bonnie and Clyde.
Yeah. Faye Dunaway in her absolute hottest.
Yeah, but Bonnie Bernstein.
Oh, yes, another hot Bonnie.
Bonnie Raitt.
Yes. That makes it a complete set of hot Bonnies.
The king of the Bonnies.
The king of the Bonnies.
Anyway.
That's good news for you.
Just tell your wife.
Bonnie Tyler.
Buzz, please tell your wife.
Yes.
Tell her that I said hello.
I will do that. Pass that along. She'll be glad to hear that. I can tell you that.
What a lovely name Bonnie is.
It is. Though. It's kind of like Wild West-ish. You know? Maybe I've got Wild Wild West on my mind today.
Maybe you do. Wild Wild Wiki.
Bonnie sounds like Wagon Train.
Wild Wild Wiki 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 Wild Wild Wiki Wiki.
Wiki Wild Wild West.
I hate that. Anyway, hi to Nurse Bonnie. Mike.
Don.
Mike.
Don.
Buzz.
Don.
No need to show Mike the website.
All right.
But you go to the website right now.
I will.
Because we have pilfered some pictures. I have copies for you to, Mike, in an effort to streamline the show.
Yes.
We have pictures that are up on our website. Buzz normally will have to move a computer monitor around, which is in another room for Mike to see.
Right.
I finally said to Rob, why don't we just get Mike pictures?
I didn't understand for a while.
Yeah, I mean,
what do you mean?
No, you had to hear the conversation this morning. I said to him, do me a favor.
Show Mike the pictures. Otherwise, he won't understand.
The pictures that we're putting on the web today.
Right.
Print me out copies from Mike.
Uh-huh.
So that Mike doesn't have to look across the room at Buzz's screen.
Today, I wasn't really that interested in pictures being put on the website. I was interested in taking one down.
Here.
Well, that was done, my friend.
Yes. I'll have to remedy that.
Well, after the show.
Call the webmaster.
Anyway, we've got pictures up of celebrities without their makeup.
Oh, good.
And these are some of the best. This is like from the Enquirer or the Star. The mother of all of them is what I'll start with you, Mike. And everybody, if you go to DonandMikeWebsite.com and click on Daily Log, today's date, February 14,
mm-hmm.
you're going to see on the right would be, or on the right, on your right, Mike, would be without makeup, and on the left is with makeup.
Okay.
Here's Farrah Fawcett. Take a good look. I know we've all seen her before, but there she is, without and with.
Wow.
Now I'm going to go from...
She looks so tired.
However, she's the best of the bunch that we have up.
Wow.
How about Renee Zellweger?
Oh, I'd love to see that.
Beautiful star, wonderful woman. Here she is, apparently getting ready for Bridget Fonda, or Bridget Jones. Bridget Fonda.
Oh.
Bridget Jones 3.
Oh, my God.
Big, fat, no makeup.
Wow.
Also on our website, I know this does you no good if you're listening in the car, but go to our website when you get home and check these pictures out.
Later.
You're not going to believe this one, because it doesn't look anything like her.
Yeah.
This is Pam Anderson without makeup. Take a look at Pam Anderson.
Oh, God.
Shocking.
Looks like Monster.
Now, on this one, what I'm going to do is rip it down the middle, and I'm going to play a guessing game with you. Here we go. Beautiful. Mike, this is the celebrity... without makeup.
This is amazing.
Not a gag. Mike O'Meara, I'll give you 20 seconds on the clock.
Kate Hudson.
Winner.
Winner.
Wow.
I didn't get that one.
I could see why.
Took me a little bit.
There she is.
She's all beautiful.
In all of her glory.
Mm-hmm. All painted up.
Look at
wow.
That. Of all of them, she is the most plain Jane, isn't she?
This is truly an ad for makeup.
It really is.
And for all women.
Anyway,
and for men for that matter.
Some men.
Right. That's on our website, which leads right into something else I wanted to discuss today. And Rob, please, I want you to stay in the back of the room.
Should I leave the room?
No. I know you will have enthusiasm for this. We already talked about it, but just...
I'll try to start.
Okay. When I was looking on the internet at these pictures about plastic surgery...
Right.
I did a little Googling just about plastic surgery in general.
Okay.
Okay. There is a new plastic surgery trend that's going on in China.
In China.
Mm-hmm. There is no way to describe... they call it eyelid doubling. And what it does is it makes the eyes round.
Right? Yeah!
I've seen it done.
I told you.
I'll do better.
To just chill.
It's not done over in China. It's done over in China, but it's also done in the United States.
It is now being done in China, and it is the number one most requested item that people have on their wish lists. For instance, hold on, I Googled this at the Shanghai Kanbo Plastic and Laser Surgery Hospital. The number of people getting their eyes rounded
right
this month is up 60%.
Wow.
Let me see. The procedure costs $100.
Oh. Right. That's not bad.
But it's pretty good. Yeah. But in China, mm-hmm. average income for person, only $1,000 a year.
Wow. Oh, I get it.
So it's there.
I don't know what network I was watching, but I actually watched them do that. They showed the incision being made, and it was being done here for a guy that wanted to Americanize his look.
This is huge in China. Now, here's the guessing game for you. Among all of the Chinese people that want to get the nice, round American eyes, out of the last, let me see, last month they did 2,600 surgeries.
Wow.
Out of the 2,600 they did last month, what's the percentage, male to female? They did 2,600 of these surgeries in the month of January over in Shanghai to make Chinese people's eyes round.
Okay. I'm going to say more men did it.
Buzz.
I'll say twice as many men than women did it. No? More women?
Is 95% women, Joe.
Wow.
Oh, I want the round eye surgery, Joe.
Wow.
Get me nice American GI.
That's amazing that that's happening over there. You know, it's popular in Japan right now is a surgery parents are having on their children to make it easier for the child to pronounce the letter R.
Wow.
Seriously.
Too bad they didn't have that for Tom Brokaw.
Yeah.
I guess it was L for Tom Brokaw.
I think it's a lot of letters.
It was L. All right, that's it. I'm out of
Wow.
You know what?
Amazing.
Robbie, let's hold on to these tapes.
Okay.
My man, Tom Sizemore.
All right.
Oh, is he back in the news?
He did an interview on some show, Celebrity Justice, or what was the show that you TiVo'd?
Donnie Deutsch.
Donnie Deutsch.
Something, it's like on...
Donnie Deutsch, the Deutsch.
Yeah, right. It's on CNBC.
You.
Anyway, we got 1,000 tapes of Tom Sizemore talking about the Wizenator and if he's clean now and about his porn tapes.
Does he cry?
No, he doesn't cry. He's okay. Very, very charming. What is it we always promise? We're done with Tom Sizemore. And he always outdoes himself.
Yeah. There's just something about Tom Sizemore. He's like herpes. He just keeps giving.
Sizemore in the news.
Tomorrow we'll play the tapes of Tom Sizemore.
Sizemore.
Now, here we go. It is Valentine's Day.
Yes.
Hold on. I got a tape. It's going to set up what we're going to do right now.
He's going to have to live with this boner for a long time.
Ladies, there's a chance for you to win cash. And tickets to see, Louis Black.
Oh, great.
Great comedian. Goddamn, we love Louis Black.
Mm-hmm.
That's one of the last things Frida and I did when she was still alive. Went to see Louis Black one night.
You enjoyed that show.
He kicks some ass.
Yep.
So we've got fifth row seats for Louis Black at the Warner Theater, April 21. Tickets go on sale Friday at noon, Ticketmaster.com. And we have cash.
Uh-huh.
Ladies. Oh, and he, incidentally, I should mention.
Yes.
He's your favorite Black, isn't he?
Far and away, yeah. I think he's the best.
Louis Black?
Louis.
Karen?
Not so much.
Oh, okay.
Hit the wall pretty hard.
Yeah.
You're a big Louis Black.
Yes.
Back in black. Here's the deal. The game is my man's biggest Valentine's Day boner.
He's going to have to live with this boner for a long time.
And I love it when you use the old English.
Now, before you start hitting that censor button up on the third floor, Greg Gillespie.
You're using it in the way the word should be used.
Right. Pull a boner, as right. Batman would say to Robin. Oh, the Joker really pulled a boner this time.
Used to have a record out called Foul Ups, Bleeps, and Boners.
What is, and we'll ask the ladies now, you call us at 877-365-3636.
Right.
And tell us what it is that your husband screwed up. What's his biggest boner on Valentine's Day?
Mm. Yeah, I mean, husbands screw up all the time, but it's magnified on Valentine's Day.
Because it's the biggest made-up holiday in the world, and it's just made up for chicks, and guys always screw it up. Mm. And the magic of this is, if we find a guy who really pulled a boner, a woman whose story we really like, we right. call the guy, you know, it's fielding. If they match, if the answers match up.
We got to call the guy up and congratulate him.
There right. you go.
He's going to have to live with this boner for a long time.
So that's how we play. And you may win $100.
And eye surgery.
Which is enough to get the round eye surgery in China.
Wow.
How about that?
90% women.
You know, someone should tell Joe if he moved to China, he'd be a millionaire.
He'd never get through customs.
You'd buy a lot of blood pressure cuffs for that.
That's right. You're good. So, girls, just for ladies right now, 877-365-3636.
Right.
Your husband's biggest Valentine's Day boner.
And please interpret that the way it's meant to be.
Right.
Because, you know we could get calls for that.
It's Michael. I know we went through a lot today with Joe, but boner?
What are you trying to do?
A boner?
No.
Juvenile.
Well, they did it again. Honey, heat up some Pinot Grigio.
Where's the warm wine?
Please.
AJ?
You know, we're trying to figure out his wife's name. Michael Hughes' wife. It goes by initials.
Oh, okay. Right.
We've gotten familiar enough with this creep now mm-hmm. that when he speaks about his wife, he says like AI or J-O or whatever her name is. It would be J-O.
No,
probably not. I'm guessing no.
It would be F-O.
No.
I was talking with F.O. and
No.
Anyway.
No, of course not.
Hello,
Follow-ups, bleeps, and boners.
What we decided is we'll go with MJ because that's what Spider-Man always called Mary Jane.
Exactly.
Right. So when we're having our Michael Hughes playlets, which we have off the radio.
Yes, we will use MJ as the initials.
MJ, it's Michael. I'm going to need that warm enema tonight, that wine enema. They were talking... Did you hear them?
No need for the mug. Pour it right out of the saucepan.
They were talking about boners. I'm listening to the classic rock station.
Didn't get a chance to hear it.
I know, MJ.
Heat it up.
MJ, I really thought Joe Ardinger was going to sue the company today. I mean, my God.
It turned out to be some sort of blood pressure issue.
The entire CBS fortune.
Dear me.
Could have gone to him. Oh, MJ.
Best served warm.
Okay, that's enough. We covered everything. We covered round eyes. We covered all the celebrities.
Where's my hot cork?
We'll come right back. We'll take your calls for the boners. Okay.
This is the Don and Mike Show. This is the Don and Mike Show.
Well, I have a microphone, and you don't.
So you will listen to every damn word I have to say!
The Don and Mike Show. How's it? The Don and Mike Show.
I was just out coming back from the crapper. I saw Buzz out there.
Yeah.
He was on his cell phone.
Right.
And he said, oh, okay. I'll tell him. Bye.
Right.
I said, who are you talking to? He's talking to his wife.
Mm-hmm. Oh, really? Any update on the Bonnie situation?
Buzz?
Mm-hmm.
She heard at least part of the segment and enjoyed it.
Yeah.
That is a positive sign.
I just keep thinking back now to Pulp Fiction.
Mm-hmm.
The Bonnie situation.
Oh, that's right.
That's what they actually call when they go to Quentin Tarantino's house mm-hmm. with Mr. Wolf, when Jules and Vincent show up mm-hmm. with the dead body of the guy in the car.
Is Bonnie Quentin Tarantino's wife?
Bonnie is the nurse that will be home at 9:30.
You never see her face. You see the back of her head as she comes walking in and
that's
sees them.
Nurse.
That's mm-hmm. right.
Coincidence?
I don't think
there's
so.
Bonnie.
There's Bonnie.
Okay, let's get ready with the boners.
Yes.
He's going to have to live with this boner for a long time.
It's Valentine's Day.
Sure is.
Made-up holiday. Just for girls. Guys always get screwed.
You know, I
take that
hopefully.
Back. I take that back. Many times they don't. You know, if there would be the promise of sex.
Uh-huh. Right.
I think guys would acquiesce to this whole Valentine's Day thing much, much faster.
Not just sex, perhaps unusual sex.
And when I say unusual, I mean something that's not routine.
Uh-huh.
Something sexual that is a little different, that might be considered special. That's what would make it special.
Yeah. Great big fart.
if that's your thing.
Maybe a tree that you didn't get, like last Valentine's Day.
Exactly.
And the Valentine's Day before.
Right.
And the Valentine's Day before. You know.
Mm-hmm.
And the Valentine's Day before.
That's right. That's funny when I say something unusual that... And I was thinking that, too, you know? I was thinking that area, too, for some reason.
Of course.
Don't know why, though.
Don't know why.
Don't know why. Really don't know why. I just don't.
I know why. Why? You live there. You might as well have a house there.
It's not, I mean, I don't mind the neighborhood. It's not a prohibited neighborhood,
no,
as far as I'm concerned.
You live in the ass cul-de-sac.
That's right. Hey, I can't lie.
It's a nice turnaround driveway you've got there.
I'm not the only one that lives there.
At Ass Estate.
Ass State.
No, I know you've got a lot of friends in that subdivision.
I do. A lot of people live in the subdivision.
My subdivision all the time says, not on entry. Only exit. You got, it's all one-way street.
Exit only.
Exit
right.
only.
Exactly.
All right. So it's Valentine's Day.
Yes.
And
I wish that for everybody. Every guy on Valentine's Day.
Now, I don't want to get terribly personal.
Either receiving or giving.
Wow.
Whatever he likes. But not, you know, really receiving, no.
So what do you have planned tonight with Carla?
Nothing yet. We celebrated Valentine's Day last night. We actually went out to dinner, had a really nice dinner, and then I told you I got busted on the flowers.
You brought on flowers that were free.
There's a chance I was telling Rob. There's a chance I think she got me something. She got me some sort of a gift.
Mm-hmm. She has a strap on.
A guy can hope.
Now, what about you, Buzz?
Yes.
Now, okay. Never mind.
I'm laughing at a picture of me now.
Yes. No.
Jesus.
As was I.
Thank you, sir. Thank you, honey.
This is the best Valentine's Day I've ever had. Ow!
Thank you.
Yes, it turns your stomach, but not so much that we're not playing charades here.
Still intrigued.
You know, Stevie Wonder at this point can tell what you are pimping over there.
God, man, I was doing a little charade, wasn't
I? Now, Buzz, what are you doing for Marcia?
Well, it's a school night, so really we're not doing a lot tonight.
You use that excuse of a school night quite a bit.
Yeah.
But I mean, you know, you could have a nice, you have to eat dinner.
Sure, yeah. Oh, well, pork.
Oh, pork?
Yeah.
That's
Valentine's tradition is pork. And
Wait a minute. What Valentine's tradition is that? Pork.
I think he's dead.
The other white meat.
I think he took his funny pill.
Are you? Is that a pork loin?
Yes. Yes, it is.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Marinated?
I don't know. It, not yet.
So she's cooking it for you?
I believe so, yeah.
Marinated with Buzz's love.
It's fresh marinated Buzz. Is she making you a nice dinner?
I believe she is, as a matter of fact.
Are you bringing home any kind of gift?
I've given her roses and a giant-sized card.
Did you get them from here?
I actually purchased the roses.
Okay, great.
Yeah.
There were free ones.
That's right.
There were free ones in John Norman's office.
I had already made my purchase.
Well, I'm getting a strap on.
And maybe bust out the swing.
I can't wait. All right, so ladies, now that we've covered what Valentine's Day is all about, it's about you, it's not about us. What is it that your husband or boyfriend did? What boner is it that he pulled? Boy, Mike, you're really thinking about that Valentine's Day night.
I am laughing about it is what I'm doing. I am laughing about it. I'm not thinking about it seriously. Come on.
Would Carla have a cowboy hat on?
Oh, now it's getting better.
Yeah.
It's getting better. The whole Dallas Cowboy cheerleaders outfit would work for me.
Yeehaw.
And I'd be wearing a baseball cap that says Gillies on it. That's it. I'm out. No more.
Mike got all fours.
Oh, Jesus. Oh, I love you, Carla.
Love you too, Mike. Mike! She's giving you the strap.
Mike,
tell me one thing. Just one thing, Mike, tell me.
That is horrible.
Why do you only work half a day?
Oh!
Yeah.
Woohoo! I got a big lariat.
We should talk about that tomorrow.
Oh, yes.
We forgot to get to that again.
Right.
About your kids.
Oh, boy, what a weekend.
Okay, girls, you understand the setup. What is it? That your man is done. What's the boner?
He's going to have to live with this boner for a long time.
That he pulled on Valentine's Day. Hello, Karen.
Yes.
You know, all of the ladies, we're like five ladies.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
They're all named Karen.
Karen.
They're all named Karen.
She's a dog, she's a queen, she's a handle-like teen, and Karen is her name. They call her Karen.
No, I don't think any of them is the original Karen in Sacramento.
The handful.
Thank God for that.
She's going to be pissed that the other Karens are getting her song. Yeah.
Hope she is.
Hi there, Karen.
Hello.
Hi there. Where are you from?
I'm from Sacramento.
Oh, but you're not the Sacramento Karen, right?
I am the Sacramento Karen.
I mean, but you're not the chick that calls the show all the time and wants to have that song played that says, it's Karen, it's Karen.
No, this is my first call, actually. I've been waiting for this moment.
Well, good. Really? That's exciting.
Okay,
my husband has a big boner. Okay.
Okay, we're talking about your husband's biggest Valentine's Day boner. Please, you got to say it the way that we say it.
Be very careful.
Or they're going to hit the delay button.
Yeah, now you've interpreted the game correctly, haven't you? I mean, you're not making a mistake with this. You know, we're looking for the biggest blunder, the biggest error, the biggest mistake.
The boner.
Yes, I understand completely.
What is the Valentine's Day boner that your husband pulled?
Okay, well, first of all, I have to tell you, he works for a porta potty company. Okay, so this is going to play into the whole
That's
blunder.
A good start.
Boner.
Mm-hmm. I bet he doesn't bite his fingernails, does he?
No, he does. He better not.
All right.
But anyway, this just happened last Valentine's Day, actually, and He and we told each other we weren't going to buy each other anything,
right.
You know, that. But of course, he broke the rules, and he came home, and he had this beautiful big box of Belgian chocolates. I mean, it's beautifully wrapped. Oh. I've never seen such a more beautiful gold box. And so it sat there on the table for quite a while, and then so finally I decided, you know, I was going to, you know, delve into it. And
sure.
He was in the living room, and I opened up this box, and it's got this beautiful little kind of a knot, like a silver... I don't even know what you
ribbon?
Call it. Well, hammer that kind of breaks the block of chocolate. Well, I peel open the top layer of this finely wrapped gold lining inside, and I look at it, and you know how chocolate, when it's gotten old and it starts to discolor?
Right. Yeah.
Well, this chocolate was the shape of a portable toilet. And it said, Happy Holidays from Toyko Company, which is... the manufacturer they use
Your husband works in the porta potty business, and you had chocolates that were shaped like toilets?
It was one big block of chocolate. It was like a, you know, foot wide by probably a foot and a half long.
And it was in the shape of a porta potty?
And it was shape of a porta potty, and it said Happy Holidays. I'm laughing so hard I could barely stand it, and so my husband's in the living room and he's looking at me. He's like, "What's so funny?" And I said, "Well, honey," I go, "so where did you get this chocolate from?" And he didn't really. He just said, "Oh, the candy store." That's all he said.
Uh-huh.
And so then he comes over.
So it was like company. It was Christmas company chocolate.
Christmas company
in
chocolate
in the shape of a porta potty.
That's not much of a boner, though.
No,
that's,
I mean, it's a good story.
It's not the
boner.
No, terribly. Well, okay.
Sorry.
She did the best with that story she could have.
She did.
You were not tasered. You were not shot. You did have a phone thrown at you.
The thing about it is, with that story, I mean, he had to know he was going to get busted.
Mike, let's go to yet another woman named Karen.
She's a dog, she's a queen, she's a gentle, nice teen, and Karen is her name.
Hi there, Karen. Karen.
Hi,
there. Where are you from?
I'm your radio guest, by the way. And hi, Rob. Oh, me? I'm from, well, originally New England, but, I'm sorry.
What are you sorry about, Karen?
Because I just flaked out on you. I'm calling from Delaware.
Okay, Delaware. Uh-huh. Thank you. Okay, Karen.
Calm down, Karen.
Now the man.
I know, I love you guys so wicked much.
I love you wicked much. Now, the man with the boner problem here, the guy who's pulled the boner, is this your husband or your boyfriend?
My husband. But okay. if porta potty Karen didn't win, this is going to sound wicked lame compared to that. That's pretty bad, you guys. Porta potty chocolate, that's wicked bad.
But is yours worse?
No, I just gave birth to our second son.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
And He came in, well, not just. He
was, so you're good and stretched out.
Yeah, I was wicked stressed out, whatever. And he comes in and he...
I said stressed. I didn't say stressed, I said stretched.
Yeah,
for like silly putty.
I'm not that bad.
You ever do... Hold on one second. You ever do... Okay. Everybody did. When you had silly putty, you put in the Sunday comics.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, because especially the ones with the colors.
You know, you like make Charlie Brown's face.
Crazy fun. Yeah. Fantastic toy.
Mm-hmm. Same thing with the...
Still make it. They still make it.
Makes them look like the kid in Mask.
So anyway, Karen.
Yeah, I guess he forgot it was Valentine's Day, so he just picked up a Valentine's Day card and a Hershey bar and came in. He's like, here you go. See, porta potty Karen wins, right?
No, she's not going to win either, but no. A Hershey bar.
That doesn't do it either.
Right.
Well, let's...
Another one.
Jeez, he's a dog. I told you we've got nothing but women named Karen on the phone.
Very strange.
There's an exit. Hi, Karen.
Hello.
Hi there. Happy Valentine's Day. And where are you from, Karen?
I'm originally from Buffalo, New York, but I've been living in Northern Virginia for quite a while.
Why is everyone giving us a bio?
Where are you calling? Where are you listening? Where are you calling from now?
I am on the toll road right now.
No, I mean the town. Where do you live?
Reston.
Okay, where do your ancestors come from?
That means Washington, D.C.
Rob, that's the questionnaire. You don't do that around.
Reston, but my mother's from Horchester. How about that?
All right. Now, what is the boner that your husband or boyfriend committed?
My husband.
Your husband.
This was several years ago. Last time we exchanged gifts, I bought him satin sheets. And he got me a laundry basket and 10 pounds of grass seed. And I'm not lying.
That's not bad.
Did he give you the grass seed and the laundry basket in the form of a gift?
Yes. It was, and the grass seed was inside the laundry basket. It wasn't even wrapped or anything. Happy Valentine's Day, honey. He said.
Now, were you married? Were you married at that point?
Yes, we were.
And how did he explain to you giving you a laundry basket and grass seed?
I think the way his mind works, I think that was just a perfectly logical gift.
Yeah, that'd be a better gift if it was real grass.
Yeah.
Mr. Hahn.
Maybe he was already on that.
Give the gift of pot.
That's right.
All right, Karen, hold on a second.
All right.
That's just not...
No, that none of them are thick enough.
Really? Yeah, like I'm making this up.
I mean, it's a pretty amazing phenomenon.
It's another chick named Karen.
We have four Karen.
If this Karen doesn't work out, we're moving on to Linda's.
Hello, Karen.
Yeah, hi.
Hi there. Where are you from, Karen?
I'm in Rockville.
Is that where you're from?
I'm from New York. I'm living in Rockville.
Rockville, Maryland.
Yep.
Beautiful. Karen, is it your boyfriend or your husband with the Valentine's Day boner?
My boyfriend.
Your boyfriend, okay.
Now, see, now this is a little change. They've all been husbands. Maybe the boyfriend did something worse.
What is the boner that your boyfriend pulled on Valentine's Day?
Well, he once gave me half of a candy bar. He ate one half and gave me the other half of a Snickers bar.
You know
the Karens.
Sorry.
The Karens are just failing.
All of these Karens have terribly let this bit down.
We have the porta potty chocolates, Hershey bar. It's all around candy. The laundry basket with the grass seed and a half a candy bar. No,
no.
He
will have
had to do something like run over you.
Not acceptable. We're going to reset.
Mm-hmm. She's a dog,
she's a queen. And I hate to say this, because I don't want to offend all the lovely Karens out there.
Oh.
We'll try another set of these calls, but no Karens.
That's right. Absolutely, it's a good one.
And I know that we've got one more on the line, and it says take this call.
Really?
But I'm sorry, because we started with five Karens.
Rules are rules.
Sorry.
All other names welcome, though.
Yes.
Yeah, okay. I think we have to boycott the Karens.
Forever?
No, not forever.
I don't know.
So, if your husband pulled a boner...
Forever.
And do we have to really explain, like...
Something really egregious.
I mean, like I don't even know. I mean...
No, but there's one out there. And when you do this, you're looking for the one.
We'll know. Hold on. Now, don't say this because we won't believe you. Like, for instance... In the wacky world of Morning Zoo Radio, mm-hmm. Here's what you're looking for. He got me a vacuum cleaner.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? I mean, not literally a vacuum, but you know what I mean.
Right.
He got me a garbage can.
Or he came home smelling of another woman.
He poisoned my dinner.
When I went to the glove compartment of my car, I found a woman's pair of panties.
Or a human hand.
Holding panties.
And there was blood in there.
In the hand.
Blood in the hand.
Or, for example, maybe he had a severe illness on Valentine's Day and you were changing him.
Back to that?
Yeah, well, that, you know, everything comes full circle on the show.
I wish you would change me.
Change me now, Jack.
Brother, it's Valentine's Day. I'm very excited.
Time to get out the powder. Powder and desodorant.
I need to be diapered. Right now.
Grab me a bed sheet.
We'll be back. We'll give this one more try.
No Karens allowed.
Okay? Just boners. We'll be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
And now a few words from Matthew McConaughey.
I want to say this on Valentine's, though. To all the men and the women, I'm sincere about this. Good luck, man. I'm serious. It can be a tough day, man. We've all been there. All us men have been there where it's loaded, man. The expectations are high.
The Don and Mike Show.
Yeah, baby.
It's time to make Pinky with Don Geronimo and Mike O'Mara.
Yeah, even Matthew McConaughey knows.
We all been there, man.
World's sexiest man.
Sure, Ellie.
Ellie.
How are you, man?
Ellie. That movie The Contact is on all the time. Ellie.
That ain't a good movie. I don't like that movie.
No, I don't either. I kind of like Jodie Foster in that, though.
You like the close-ups of it? You know, Jodie Foster, the one that I saw recently, was her...
Flight plan,
and I don't know whether it was the makeup artist or what, but Jodie Foster took a giant step backwards.
You know what? We had that discussion. It was off the radio, because we were talking about how she hit the wall, same as in Panic Room.
Yeah.
For Jodie Foster.
Absolutely. But the thing about Flight Plan is there were so many. They seemed to always want to do, it was after Silence of the Lambs, the super, 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 super close-up. On Jodie Foster. And in this one, I mean, something looks wrong with her eyes.
Well, she's hot if you close your eyes and imagine the voice from Silence of the Lambs. Dr. Lecter.
Here we go. Let's try to do this boner thing now. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Yeah, Jay.
What's your name, honey? Hello. As long as your name...
Oh, hi. I'm Patty.
As long as your name is not Karen, you're golden. hi, Patty. Where are you from?
Sacramento.
He's going to have to live with this boner for a long time.
And what boner is it that your husband or boyfriend pulled on Valentine's Day that sticks in your craw?
Well, it was a couple of years ago, and he got me this beautiful bustier, but I'm very flat-chested. I'm like a 32A.
Oh, dear.
It's like a 38D.
Wow.
So it was very obvious that the gift was not intended for me, and I finally got him to admit that when he went to the store, he obviously bought two, one for me and one for his girlfriend.
Whoa!
And they wrapped them differently, and I got the wrong one.
Oh, oh my God, we got a leader.
That's a boner.
Oh, my God.
That's a boner.
Now, are you still with him?
Well, yeah. We're trying to work it out.
Good luck. This is going to help. This is going to help. So you have access to it.
I think we should just call this chick's husband
right
away.
Why go any further?
This is great.
This is huge.
With no offense, Patty. I mean...
So you tried it on and
my
you...
God, were, I'm thinking
it,
from
it was very
standpoint.
Obvious that I could not fill it out.
32A... To what? 38D.
This is amazing. I mean,
and he stayed with you. Go figure.
That is mean.
This is huge, though, because, I mean, not only did he give you the gift that was for somebody else, but, my God, you discovered the affair based on his Valentine's gift. Wow.
Exactly. Right, exactly.
Patty, what is your husband's name?
Well, he's my boyfriend. His name is Mickey.
Is it Mickey or Nikki?
Mickey with an M.
Mickey. Oh, Mickey. 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 Okay, hold on a second. We're going to put you on hold now. We're going to try to get Mickey on the line.
Oh, yeah. And those two crazy kids. Mickey. Patty and Mickey, they're trying to work it out.
My name is Rob.
God bless.
Mickey as in mouse.
My girlfriend Patty on our show.
Here we go.
And she is playing a radio contest. Can we put you on the air with her?
That's quite a boner.
It sure is.
It's a huge boner. It really is.
Yes, the Don and Mike radio show.
Come on, Tool.
Okay, I'm going to put you on hold.
Not
and
good.
Hear voices
thank you,
Rob. On the radio,
he bit.
Thank you.
You don't meant not you, I meant him.
Careful, he may outwit you.
All right, let's welcome to the show now, Mickey. Hey, Mickey.
This is Mickey.
Hi, Mickey. My name is Don. This is my best buddy, Mike.
Hello.
We're doing a radio show right now, and we have your girlfriend, Patty, on the other line. Let me just conference her in so you can tell we're on the level. Patty, all you can do is say hi to Mickey.
Hi, Mickey.
Hey, what's
okay.
going on?
All right, hold on a second, Patty. Now, Mickey.
Mickey, did we catch you in the middle of anything?
No, I'm just relaxing, enjoying a nice day out here in Sacramento.
Good.
All right, you know it's Valentine's Day, and your girlfriend, Patty,
right,
told us about the biggest Valentine's Day boner you ever pulled.
This was a huge mistake that you made on Valentine's Day.
And if you can match her answer,
mm-hmm.
if you can match that boner, she will win $100 and you will win a valuable prize. So think long and hard about it, Mickey.
Yes, think of all the Valentine's Days you celebrated with Patty, and think about the biggest screw-up you ever made on Valentine's Day, and then share it with us.
We'll give you 38
seconds
to think about it.
It's probably the biggest one, probably the biggest mistake I made with any girlfriend.
What was that, sir?
Well, Victoria's Secret, I bought two different, risque type bras, and the fine folks at Victoria's Secret.
Right, blame them.
Well,
blame them. You're banging two chicks at the same time. And you gave the wrong bra to the wrong chick.
But that's not what matters. What matters is he matched the answer.
Now, Mickey, really?
Yes.
Now, Patty said that she's a 32A. And that the other chick was a 38D. D as in delightful.
So you're banging one woman that's, flat as a board.
And another woman who just got an incredible bounty. Now you give Patty the wrong bra.
Did you think there was a way you could talk out of it, talk yourself out of it?
No, I instantly went into there was instant fear when I saw pulled out of the box.
Yes, sure.
Now,
my mind was rut racing at like 100 miles an hour. How do I spin this? How do I get out?
Now, what happened? What happened to the chick with the nice big boobs?
Is she still around?
Not in my life, but
right. Mickey, you took a long time to answer that.
Well, she's a friend, okay? I mean, we're not...
Oh. Wow.
A casual acquaintance.
And you're in the process of trying to work things out with Patty? Things aren't going that well?
Well, I don't think we're going to be, walking down the aisle, but we're trying to be good friends,
good.
At least.
Trying to be good friends.
Let me ask you a totally personal question, just
yes.
between you and I. Who's better in the sack? Patty or 38?
Patty, obviously.
Finally, the guy comes up with it. You ask that because you think the guy went, well, boy, that's a tie.
Well, if Patty was better in the sack, why were you with the 38D?
What kind of question is that?
Yeah, exactly. What kind of question is that?
I'm sorry.
It was a weak moment. It was a,
yes.
a weak. It wasn't a cool thing.
But right, no. Mickey, I've got a question for you.
Yeah.
What's the best thing about living in Sacramento?
Patty.
Patty, good answer. Oh, that's what he finally redeemed himself. All right. Yeah.
All right, Mickey, thank you for being on the show. We'll see you later, dude.
Thank you.
Goodbye.
Bye, Mickey.
Bye.
And now let's go back to the Carpenter's Dream. Patty. Flat as a board and easy to screw. Hi, Patty.
Did take a little too long to answer.
Yeah, he did.
Yes, he did.
Yeah,
Patty.
There's nothing we can do to help him there.
If I was you, I would leave him on the curb like yesterday's garbage.
Absolutely.
He is still with that big bosomed woman.
You're sounding more like E every time.
That big bosomed woman.
Double D. Just a man.
But Patty, yeah. Oh, you saved this bit for us. Thank God your name is not Karen.
Absolutely.
Thank you.
And let's see, Patty, you get $100.
Absolutely fantastic.
That's always good.
Mm-hmm.
Plus, you get from UPN a radio.
Hey!
There you go.
That's what all television networks should
That's
give you.
A promotion.
It's a radio with a CD player and a TV.
Oh, and a TV. Oh.
All built in. Courtesy of UPN's Everybody Hates Chris. But miss the UPN hit comedy Everybody Hates Chris. That's Thursdays at 8, 7 Central. Only on UPN.
Don't you lead normally with the best part of the electronics? You know, don't you?
That
lead?
Is fantastic.
Oh, I know. It's, I'm saying the way it's written. Don't you normally lead with the TV?
You've won a radio with CD player and built-in TV.
Congratulations on winning your radio with a built-in TV.
Well, Mike, we are in radio, so I guess the
thought is... Is that what they were thinking?
Yeah.
Congratulations, you have won an electrical cord that is connected.
Thank you so much.
Patty, thank you very much for calling. Thank you for making this.
Thank you very much.
And happy Valentine's Day.
And good luck.
Thank you.
And I hope someday you're able to enjoy a true TF.
What a wonderful Valentine's message that is. There's nothing quite like that, is there?
Oh, no. Are you kidding?
So is somebody going to get my information?
Yes.
Yeah, we're going to put you on hold. Yeah. Oh, we have a lot of it already.
Hold on just a second there, Patty. Hold on.
Okay. Thank you so much. Very much, Don and Mike.
Bye-bye. Thank you, honey.
Bye-bye.
I don't think you could TF her.
No. Probably impossible.
I came up with something different.
And how real was Mickey? Is she still around?
Very real.
Yeah.
Very real.
She's still around. She's like in a passenger seat.
In a world where owning a radio was strictly forbidden, one man found a way to bring good news to his people. He made it up.
Tell you, Jack, that's why you got to listen to Matthew McConaughey.
I want to say this on Valentine's, though.
Yeah.
To all the men and the women, I'm sincere about this. Good luck, man. I'm serious. It can be a tough day, man. We've all been there. All of us men have been there. Where it's loaded, man. The expectations are high.
Mickey McConaughey.
Man, I tell you right now, she's upstairs with her big D's.
Buzz, you have a nice, big, fat, D-sized segment here.
Amen.
What are your lead stories on the news and comments tonight?
Tonight, some straight shooting about Cheney's hunting accident. Cracker Barrel is so not gay. And your favorite fast food place is trying to kill you.
Ooh. Boy, you love Cracker Barrel, don't you?
Yeah, that's where I'm taking Carrie tonight.
Cracker.
Stay tuned for news and comments coming up on the Don and Mike Show.
I wish that was all very...
TF-tional.
This is the Don and Mike Show. This is the Don and Mike Show.
What's the word from Planet Crackpot?
The Don and Mike Show.
Up, Handsome Man recaps news in pleasing baritone. Stay tuned for this and more.
Right. And it's time for Buzz Now. Buzz tonight. Oh, but first, a word from Dr. Phil.
Let's get some hookers and some coke and go crazy.
Buzz brought to you by Cox. COX. Cox Business Services, providing broadband-based high. It's spelled H-I-H-G.
I think they mean right.
H-I-G-H.
Yeah. Absolutely.
Yes. I mean, take that from the top. Buzz brought to you by Cox, COX. Business services providing broadband-based high-speed internet, local and long-distance phone, video data solutions to all size businesses. Cox Business. .com. And now here's Buzz. Hi, Buzz.
Hi, Donna, Mike.
Hi.
Well, there's certainly been a few jokes at Dick Cheney's expense over the last 48 hours. In Letterman's top 10 list, Cheney excuses for shooting a guy included, thought he was trying to go gay cowboy on me. John Stewart urged parents to never let their kids go on hunting trips with the vice president. Quote, I don't care what kind of lucrative government contract they're trying to land, he'll shoot them in the face. And not since Aaron Burr gunned down Alexander Hamilton in 1804 has a sitting vice president shot a guy. But even the victim, 78-year-old Harry Whittington, is laughing, or so we're told. He was out of intensive care for a while.
The man without a face.
But back in...
That's Mel Gibson, isn't it?
Yeah, right.
And he really does have that. That's what the guy looks like right now.
He's on this morning.
But he's laughing.
But the movie was on?
Yeah, that's really weird.
The man without a face.
But poor Harry was back in ICU after it was discovered he had suffered a mild heart attack, apparently because of the shooting. One of the 28 pellets from the shotgun blast lodged itself against his heart. Doctors are saying that he'll probably be okay, but the pellet may remain against his heart for the rest of his life.
And the vice president's office was really counting on that one.
I'm sure Harry's also heard that a lot of the buckshot in his face, neck, and chest will just have to stay there.
Hey, the buck stops here.
Doctors say...
Harry Truman.
Doctors say it would do more damage to try to remove the pellets from Harry's face than it would to leave them in.
He'd probably look like Morgan Freeman. You know those pimples? Not pimples, freckles that Morgan Freeman has.
I don't understand why you had to make that joke. I really do. It's not a good time. A man's been shot in the face.
That's right.
Why must you always make that type of statement? I knew things were wrong when Don put his cap on backwards.
Right. Maybe because...
Are you sure it wasn't Joe Buckshot?
No, I'm pretty sure. Maybe because it was so bad for Harry, maybe that's why it took nearly a day for the American people to find out their vice president had shot a guy. The controversy over that led to voice raising at a White House press briefing yesterday.
These press briefings... They're great. I'm listening to excerpts
now,
of these, and they're so much fun because the guy is really being attacked, and he doesn't know how to fight his way out of it.
The NBC guy called White House spokesman Scott McClellan a jerk. Yesterday.
Now, this is the guy, David Gregory, right?
That's the guy.
Yeah. Now, the way that I read this, right. Buzz, tell me if I'm wrong or not. This is not on TV.
Right.
So the guy, the C.J. Craig, everything with me is based on the West Wing.
Morning briefing, no cameras.
All right, so the guy who's out there, the press secretary
right.
of the president.
Right.
They start busting his balls about this thing. Mm-hmm. And he says to this guy, David Gregory from NBC, hey, save this for when we're on TV. You know, let's talk about other stuff. Then the guy, David Gregory, stands up and starts screaming and saying, "What? Are you saying that I pose for TV? Are you saying that I answer these questions only to be on television? Answer my question!"
Yeah. Whoa, it's really getting heated.
It was like that. If only the press had been this dogged about the rationale for going to war.
Okay, here he is. That was the guy named Scott McClellan.
That's the guy.
It was early. I was woken up. The initial information is coming from his team on the ground with him, and they're just providing initial report. An accident has taken place. They might not know all the facts at that point. The ones who are providing that information may have not been right there physically with him and saw exactly what happened. I don't know. I'm not going to get into all the discussions that are had, but it was the vice president's office that took the lead on this.
We spliced together a bunch of his answers.
Yeah. You know, it would have been a lot more damaging if they had. It was, I guess, the bird shot is what it's called,
right.
Because they have there's more damage done by the fatter shot.
But I also
that's called the Uncle Buck shot.
I also read today that
it's a long way to go.
That the guy would have had his face blown off. Mm-hmm. Here's the way that they're reporting it: if Cheney wasn't so wicked good at shooting, because the shotgun shells he used had fewer BBs in them, indicating that your reflexes are fast enough that you just see the thing and shoot. And boom, you kill it now.
So it's a special kind of shot? I mean, or pellet?
One of you hunters out there would know better than me, but it is a lower gauge. Is that, am I using the correct terminology here?
I believe that's right.
Right. I don't know shotguns, but it was a 28 gauge shotgun. Is that what it was?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Right.
Normally,
nobody knows what's going on.
But the one that he was using, if he had used the beginner model,
right.
For guys that just going out and shooting beer cans when they're drunk.
Would have had more pellets in that cartridge.
He would have blown the guy's face off.
Yeah, but as it is, the guy still got damaged under the face. He went from looking like Tom Flores to Norv Turner.
So it got fierce in the press room. If only the press had been this dogged about the rationale for going to war, or even looked into the claims that the accident happened during a legal hunting trip. This is not about the $7 migratory bird stamp the vice president didn't have. It's about the incident report saying the accident happened at 5:30 p.m. Hospital says the victim was admitted at 8:15. Did Harry lie bleeding for 2 hours and 45 minutes? Are the records wrong? Or did the accident happen maybe later? The legal hunting of quail ended at 6:45 p.m. in Texas last Saturday evening. Anything after that would be illegal and leave much less time for Harry to bleed. Back and to the left.
When Harry bled Sally.
Can you believe this? I mean, it's just that there's so many questions.
Let me see if we got some hunters.
Very good.
On the line. Let me just see. Hello there, Don and Mike Show. Hello.
yeah, I got comments about your little questions on the sales, on how what the kind of sales are being used.
Yeah, you sound like one of the guys that's out there every weekend getting bombed, wearing your orange, just one step away from getting your own head blown off.
Tell
me,
but welcome.
What I was reading about Chady, is that true that he was using some more...
Not necessarily a smaller gauge, just a bigger pellet. And the bigger the pellet, the less pellets there are, meaning that he can probably shoot a little bit better.
Then you have to be a better shot to use the bullet he was using.
Because he's such an experienced hunter.
Right.
Yeah, it's hard enough to hit moving objects as it is, but, you know, the less bullets that you... less little pellets that you have to hit them, you know, the harder it is.
You and I went skeet shooting that one time.
God.
Absolutely.
You know what that was like? That was like pussies on parade. I mean, seriously, at least you were able to squeeze off a shot.
I got lucky.
Do you remember me? Do you remember me? It's like,
I remember you getting mad.
It was like, boom.
You hated everybody there.
It's like, I said, I don't like guns. And they're like, come on, we're mad. Look at Mike. Mike's doing it. And Mike did stand there with the gun and like, Dave Crockett, you know, like, wow. I got to do this thing. And goddamn, I get that. What's that?
The recoil.
The recoil. Now, it didn't knock me down, but it was like I said, I don't even want a part of this.
You had the gun like off your shoulder so that when the recoil came, it smacked you in the shoulder.
And the guy kept coming over. The guy, Davy Crockett, our guide, kept over. Now, why can't you do it like your friend Mike?
Look at this. Oh, you couldn't have liked
it. Do you remember that? Really?
How pissed off you were at the guy.
I said, I don't.
You had a name for him. I forgot. Maybe it was Davy Crockett.
I don't like shooting. I'm glad Mike is doing. Oh, come on now. This is fun.
That might have been one of the first times I heard you say, I don't know the lingo. I don't know the lingo.
Well, not to be outdone or ignored, President Bush also didn't know it was loaded when he stepped up to a microphone last Friday in Cambridge, Massachusetts. The president thought he was speaking privately with other Republicans about the whole eavesdropping thing, but reporters were able to eavesdrop on the president.
What did he say?
After his public comments, reporters were ushered outside, Bush saying, I support the free press, let's just get him out of the room. But for a few minutes, someone left the microphone on. Although Bush didn't say anything, did not say anything in private that he hadn't already said in public, he did tell the lawmakers, quote, I expect this conversation to stay in the room. I know that's impossible in Washington. And for a moment, he was right.
Mm-hmm.
So it's money well spent that this administration dedicated over $1.5 billion in the last 3 years to public relations. So says the report from the Government Accountability Office. It points to the taxpayer dollars spent on videos made to look like real news reports and to pay off a black radio commentator to support No Child Left Behind. The rest went to PR firms and advertising agencies.
I don't know. Where are my money? Hello, this am Donnie Simpson. Hello, Mr. Bush.
It's in the bag.
I understand Michael Mayer playing golf out at my golf house. Is that true, Mr. Bush?
It's in the bag. And the PR...
Pick it up. Your money's in the bank. Thank you, Mr. Bush.
You're welcome.
This am Donnie Simpson.
The PR campaign is working great.
You know, Donnie Simpson is about the last guy that works with.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Because the real Donnie Simpson is... And Mike does the impressions, but he's got the whole... Hey, it's Donnie with you.
He's silky smooth.
Good morning, Donnie with you. We got some Jacka Khan to start your day. Yeah.
Hey, man, how you doing?
How you doing this morning? I'm feeling good. meanwhile, he asked me to do it. Hello there. Good morning. Let's give away some free watermelon. Right now, call number 959-NICKEL-9-NICKEL.
It all started with your mailman impression. That's when that started, I think.
Hello there.
Hello there.
Drop a mailman.
Well, the PR push is working great. The latest poll shows the president's approval rating back down in the high 30s. The Democrats, meanwhile, should consider changing their mascot from the elephant to Wile E. Coyote. Their latest plan to win the hearts and minds of Americans? Calling Republicans fat. It's one of 10 projects to research what might work.
Speaking of Republicans and fat, I watched the golf tournament, the Pro-Am. And, you know, remember there was that big time when old Rush Limbaugh said he took off the weight?
Right.
And he found it again.
Yeah,
he found it big time.
Is he still wearing the hearing aid box?
I didn't see him up close. I just saw him standing up, but it was like,
I like every square inch of my glorious naked body.
Yeah, there's a lot of square inches there.
Well, this prototype campaign, this particular one I'm looking at here, Newt Gingrich 08 Watch, February 2006. It has a picture of Gingrich holding two plates of food.
The caption, in his own words, Gingrich's solution to childhood obesity, quote, turn off the TV, cut the fatty diet, and get exercise. The fat campaign would also be aimed, we understand, at John McCain, Rudy Giuliani, and other portly and prominent Republicans. The fat Republican campaign probably won't be used.
Giuliani's not fat.
Not at all.
And neither's McCain.
And yet he was on the list. He's one of the Republicans being targeted by this campaign.
Here's another golfer at Pebble Beach, Mike.
In the windy.
So you should see these.
Traffic and weather every 2 minutes on Sports Radio WTA.
These numbers can't be right. I can't lose half my audience in 3 days.
Well, you did. The suits won't stick with sports if the hitman owns Drive Time.
George Lopez.
I was very disappointed.
Why, George?
No birdies. I got no birdies, Don.
Nice sweater, though, George.
Give me a break.
You had a beautiful sweater.
No birdies.
In Ohio, meanwhile, the Democrats have dropped a candidate who was both popular and a veteran of the Iraq War. Paul Hackett says he was forced out of the race by party leaders including Chuck Schumer and Harry Reid, the same guys who talked him into running.
Those all sound like porn names to me.
They do, don't they?
Hackett, Harry Reid.
Hackett.
They'll now be promoting longtime Congressman Sherrod Brown instead.
Harry Reid is the real porn name.
Yeah. Yes, Brown.
Hackett says he's dropping out of the race and maybe out of politics.
How about you, Brownie?
You would have liked this guy. He was criticized last year for using some bad words about President Bush and for saying the president's party had been hijacked by religious extremists who, quote, aren't a lot different than Osama, end quote. When asked for an apology, Hackett replied, I said it, I meant it, I stand behind it.
You know, and Buzz, I know we got a break here,
yes.
But if I could just mention one thing, because you said Osama, and most people now know you, Osama bin Laden,
of course. Right.
I don't know why we are so familiar on a first-name basis with these dicks, but I was watching about Saddam Hussein's trial. That he's walked out again. He's on a hunger strike.
Yes,
I don't know what it is.
Yelling and
anyway,
sitting backwards.
Seeing this on the Today Show, which is presented as real news,
right?
Yeah. With the deer in the headlight, Ann Curry.
Uh-huh.
And she keeps saying, at Saddam's trial, Saddam said this, Saddam said that,
right.
Saddam said this. Now, for instance, when Ted Bundy, you know, the mass murderer,
uh-huh.
was, you know, when he was in court, they didn't say, Ted said this or Ted said that. It was always Bundy. Now, let's go all the way back to the 40s.
Right.
How many times on the news back then would they say, here's the latest news, Adolf appeals to be mad at his trial.
Yeah, for bad guys, you use the last name. You're absolutely right, and they do call him Sodom.
Which humanizes him to some extent. It's like,
yeah,
why not?
So.
That might go back to Bush Sr.
calling him Sodom.
Yeah. Didn't he start calling him Sodom?
Yeah, yes. Sodom.
And aren't there some good Husseins over there, too? Is it?
Yeah.
They don't want to confuse
him.
King Hussein,
Hussein
of Jordan.
Uh-huh. Yeah. Jordan Hussein.
Hussein.
There's Adolf.
It wasn't Manuel when the pineapple was picked up.
And what's Moose? Was it Benito?
Benito.
There's Benito and his good friend Adolf.
Welcome to Torino.
Good times, good times.
Good times.
I mean, come on. I mean, the dude's name is Hitler. Hitler is synonymous
uh-huh.
with awful stuff happening.
Right.
Saddam Hussein is synonymous. It means awful. Means bad.
Right.
Evil. Mass murder.
Thank you.
A fast food horror story when we come back.
Very good.
If you pronounce it like the way the older Bush...
Saddam. In
that's what Bush Sr. used to go.
Sometimes
Saddam, but he was doing it to work the guy.
Sometimes
in Arabic, I've just been hammered this, in Arabic it means goat.
Saddam means goat?
Yeah, that'll get him.
Somebody just Googled it and that's what it apparently
Saddam.
Came up as.
Good to know.
Saddam.
Goat Hussein.
Daddy.
I'm with you on the last name thing. I think we ought to start a campaign.
That's a good point. A very good point.
Yeah, right. Like for John Wayne Gacy.
Mm-hmm.
Well, police went through the house today.
John's house.
John had 32 children.
Jack.
Johnny. Johnny wore a clown suit.
And, you know, the son of Sam Berkowitz, you know? David.
Dave.
Oh, Davey.
Dave B. We'll be right back, Buzz.
That's right.
This is the Don and Mike Show. This is the Don and Mike Show.
Gosh, I hate to interrupt. It's all been so incredibly fascinating and entertaining and instructive. Really, the time has just flown by.
The Don and Mike Show. Nightmarishly elastic. The Don and Mike Show.
Right.
the year of love, or the summer of love. Actually, the summer of love was 67, right?
Yeah, about that.
No, Pat, it is 69. Uh-huh. Still a damn sexy year on Valentine's Day.
Yeah.
69, right. Hello. Is this the big bowl? I'd like to order toucan chew. It's number 69 on your memo, on your menu. Menu, I'm sorry. Anyway, Spirit right there.
Yeah.
I got a line on you. Strap on.
I'm still thinking about that.
That's what Mike's getting for Valentine's Day from Carla.
It's going to be fun tonight. Finally, in Boston, an elderly dentist has been
white
busted.
White or black?
Black.
Black. We're going to say a patent leather shoe.
Well, now it does. In Boston, an elderly dentist has been busted for having...
It might look like a red bump by the time she's done with you tonight.
It matters not. Doing tomorrow's show standing.
Sure, no, I'll say what I always say.
Bring it. In Boston, an elderly...
Face down.
An elderly dentist has been busted for handing out pills in exchange for that special favor. 77-year-old Dr. Joe Matarazzo is accused of writing over 100 unnecessary prescriptions for drug addicts over the last 2 years.
Yeah, right. I'm pulling your wang!
Quoting Matarazzo, "I feel shame for knowingly distributing narcotics to drug users and for selling drugs for oral."
So he would give pills for
the
BJs.
Druggies for the BJs, yes.
Okay.
Hey, you can do worse things. I suppose, but that is over 100...
Okay, strap on.
Hey, it hasn't happened yet.
Right.
I'll tell you if it does.
Yet.
That's over, by the way, 100 prescriptions traded for sex. That's really something for a guy pushing 80.
Happy Valentine's Day!
That's all I'm saying.
Mm-hmm.
I'm Buzz Burbank on the Don and Mike Show.
No! Thank you, Buzz. Well, we gotta go. Mike's got a piece of plastic waiting for him at home.
Can't wait.
Late back.
It's going to be the best Valentine's ever. Maybe Carla will get you to wear one of those cowboy hats like Steve Martin wore in Parenthood.
I'll wear whatever she wants me to wear.
Yippee-yay-yo-ki-yay.
Yeah. I was thinking about a little maid's apron.
We will see you tomorrow. Hey, with the return of Joe.
Yeah.
Oh, that'll be exciting.
Good. Sunnier days.
That's right. Sun pays off in spades.
Well,
tomorrow,
great bit.
As our listenership quadruples to hear the return of Joe.
Oh, boy.
With this great radio stunt. That's it. We got to fly. Good day to you, sir.
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 And you.
I got to get down to the lake and cut up some ice blocks.
Oh, I get it. Okay.
Yeah, okay. This is the Don and Mike Show.